Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Takes the wraps off a revamped plan to shore up the financial system.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. It's understood the plan calls for over a third of the $700 billion in the bailout bill signed into law 11 days ago to be used to buy stock in key banks. That'll inject capital into the system and the government hopes unfreeze the credit market. In exchange for the money, the government will get stock and part ownership in the banks that go along. President Bush will formally unveil the plan in a Rose Garden statement at 8:05 Eastern. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
Well, this year's Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman tells the CBS Early Show this is the right move to make.
This is what a lot of economists have been calling for. The problem is the banks don't have enough capital to do their business. People don't trust them. This is what the doctor ordered, as far as we can tell.
And less than 90 minutes before the opening bell, S&P futures are up 28 points. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason is at the New York Stock Exchange.
Anticipation of today's bank announcement was one reason the markets rallied so strongly yesterday, but traders say that that massive move yesterday was just more evidence of how volatile the stock market still is. In other words, we're not out of the woods on Wall Street yet.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Overseas stocks extending yesterday's double-digit gains amid optimism over the U.S. rescue plan. European shares up between 5 and 6%. Dramatic movements in two markets which reopened today. In Japan, the Nikkei gained a record-breaking 14% after a three-day holiday weekend. In Iceland, where the stock markets reopened for the first time since its banking crisis hit last Wednesday, the market's down 76%. Nick?
Well, on Capitol Hill, lawmakers want to get to the bottom of what caused the implosion of the financial system. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Though neither the House nor Senate are in session, both continue to hold hearings on the financial crisis. One today focuses on derivative trading. That's a whole class of exotic new ways to make bets on stocks and commodities that are poorly understood, mostly unregulated, and blamed by many for helping cause the economic meltdown.
A state of emergency has been declared in two Southern California counties as crews battle powerful wildfires that are blamed for the deaths of two people. CBS News reporter Christina Penza has more on the scene north of Los Angeles.
Los Angeles Police Department, you need to evacuate your home, okay?
This is prime California fire season, but the speed of these two surprised even longtime residents. Before thousands knew it, police were knocking on doors, closing off neighborhoods, and ordering them out.
About the whole mountain was on fire. Pretty scary.
Burning of the eyes, difficulty breathing.
Officials are hoping the weather cuts them a break today, but aren't counting on it. The flames could just as easily burn to the ocean as they could stay in the canyons. And just one shift in the winds could spell disaster.
Is Uncle Sam doing enough to make sure Americans' health care needs are met? A new poll finds most people don't think so. Clay Ramsey did the research for the University of Maryland.
On health care, 69% of Americans overall said the government was not doing this very well, and that included 55% of McCain supporters, along with 79% of Obama supporters.
Four past the hour.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Denver has a new transportation plan for the future. The strategic transportation plan looks toward 2015 and beyond. It features steps to encourage people to make fewer trips by car.
We're going to try and minimize the widening of roads.
Public Works Manager Bill Vidal says the plan supports light rail and other forms of mass transit and calls for a city that's more friendly for walking and biking. Vidal says if alternatives to driving aren't explored, traffic congestion will double by the year 2030. JonBenet Ramsey's father says he and his wife were occasionally beset with guilt over how their daughter's killing could have been prevented. Six-year-old JonBenet was found in the basement of her home in Boulder in 1996. No one has been charged in her death. Ramsey says he kicked himself for not getting more sophisticated house security, while Patsy Ramsey, who died in 2006 of cancer, wondered if the beauty contest she entered JonBenet in had attracted a pedophile. Prosecutors say DNA tests point to an unknown outsider as JonBenet's killer. John Ramsey now lives in Michigan. A-Basin will open their 2008-09 ski season tomorrow with one lift and one run. The resort's Lee Herzolzer says they've been making snow for more than a week.
And I think we finally got to the point where we decided we have plenty of snow and we're ready to go. So we're just getting some last-minute things set up.
An adult lift ticket will run you $49. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This morning's commute's starting off a lot better than yesterday. We've got no crashes and dry roads on those highways. That means pretty good speeds as you're out the door. Volume is building in a few spots, like on I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, as well as on 76 on the westbound side near 270. However, in the mountains, we are seeing some flurries coming down. They're pretty light.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-331-7525. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 31 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-331-7525. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-331-7525. That's 1-800-331-7525.
So I ride my bike over there. I get there, and then he and I are going to go ride in parking lot C of Coors Field, Coors Stadium. Guess what? Flat tire on the front of my bike. Oh, man. So then he tries to patch it. And can't get it patched. So, no bike ride yesterday. And I had to push my bike all the way home. I had to walk it all the way home.
You got a good workout. Good workout, Ben.
Well,
I'm not laughing at you.
You look like such a loser doing that.
When you're walking your bike?
Yes, with the front tire flat, and it's sitting there going, whoop, it's making that noise, the rubber, you know, against the concrete. And several people looked at me and said, whoa, man, that tire is flat. Like I couldn't notice it. Thanks a lot. So now today, I got to go to the bike doctor on 9th Street and get a new inner tube for my bike tire.
This is the third flat I've had on anything that moves. I've had two flats on my car, and now a flat in my bike tire. Big old, like, looked like some kind of industrial staple coming out of it. Now, is it my imagination? And I know this is kind of a departure from politics, but I just kind of want to ask you. Is it my imagination, or is there more junk, more stuff on the roads in this city and in this state than any other state you've ever been in? We had a report yesterday about how bad the roads are, the infrastructure in Colorado. And I forget what the price tag is to fix them. It's like up in the billions. It might be $14 billion. And the story said, which I found to be amazing, that people polled about this didn't believe that the infrastructure was in bad shape. Now, I'm asking you realistically, if you ever travel, and I know you'd much rather get on here and talk about McCain and Palin, but I just got to ask you, do you know of any other state with roads like this? Or is this my imagination? Am I being a self-centered Jewish brat? Or do you have the same feelings I do? That the roads here are, there's junk all over the place. And not only that, but man, if you're ever going to get a spare flat tire, it's going to happen on one of the roads in this town, Denver, or it's going to happen going on one of the interstates, I-70, I-25. John, do you think I'm exaggerating this?
No, I don't think you're exaggerating it. There's a lot of obstacles out there.
Man, now, do they just not clean this stuff up? Is that what it amounts to? There's nobody who goes through and cleans it up?
But you know what, Jay? I think that we tend to have a fairly clean city compared to most cities.
Well, I'm not talking about the whole city. I'm just talking about the roads. I mean, does anybody go through and clean this stuff up? Or does it just sit out there like on C-470 or I-25 or University or out there where you live in Highlands Ranch or where you live in Aurora or where you live in Castle Rock or whether you live in Greeley or whether you live in Boulder? Do they pick this stuff up or does it just sit there until eventually somebody picks it up or it gets knocked off the road? I mean, how does that work? Because I'm interested. I don't know. Is there anybody out there working for the state, for the Department of Transportation? Anybody want to answer that question? I'm just wondering about how this stuff gets taken care of. How does it get taken care of? Okay, good example. John Turk remembers this. 3 to 4 weeks ago, he got on the air here and said, I was getting on the freeway, which, by the way, is a misnomer, the freeway, right? Because you got to pay taxes, so it's not free. We ought to just start calling it the interstate. All right, so I was getting on the interstate, and right there at the on-ramp was a barbecue grill. The top of a barbecue grill, I guess, or was it the whole grill? John, when you saw that barbecue grill, was it the whole grill or just the top?
It was the whole grill. And I saw a whole office chair sitting out there once. And it looked like it was a nice office chair. I almost stopped to get it.
All right, who goes by and picks that stuff up?
I see people out there picking it up. Adopt a highway litter control.
Do they get out there and do it?
Yeah. I think every stretch of highway in the state is covered, I think. I think there's a waiting list to get on that to adopt a highway litter control.
Then why is there junk all over the place?
I don't know. Because people throw stuff out the window all the time.
You know something else? While I'm on the subject of this, have you ever had this happen? What about trucks that are hauling gravel or dirt? Ever get your windshield pinged by one of those guys? You ever had that happen, Turk?
Have what happen?
You're driving behind one of those dump trucks. Or one of those...
I've had a big rock fly out and hit my windshield.
Yeah, boom! Why don't the
guys... I got the license plate number and all that and the name of the company, and guess what? They weren't responsible. Said I was riding too close.
But yeah, that's nonsense.
I know it is nonsense. There's about 5 cars distance between me and the truck. And, you know, a lot of those trucks, they stay 50 feet behind, you know? But this thing, the lid was open, and obviously you had a full load in there because the rock came flying right off the top.
That was the point I was going to get to. How come these guys don't get fined for, like, you know, I mean, it's like secure these things. Stop. I mean, I don't want to be prejudiced towards truck drivers because I'm not. I mean, I realize they move everything we use. But it's like stop dumping this stuff off on the roadways. So you're driving along and bang, you get hit. I mean, we got all this stuff going on. It's like almost you should buy like a Humvee and drive that around, or a tank or something. So you could roll over all this stuff, and it wouldn't make any difference. And Lord knows if you got a car what do they call those, quote-unquote low-profile tires, you are out of luck. You really are. And I'll tell you what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the folks running for Senate in this state. And I'd like to see state legislators. And I know the governor's talked about this. But I'd like to see them come forward and discuss roads. Now, what's more vital to this state than roads or bridges? Not a sexy political topic, right? Most of you'd rather get on here and you'd rather argue about the bailout, about Iraq. But let's all be homeboys for a second here and talk about this state and why we can't get a politician or politicians, really, to get into a debate about this and make it a priority. For instance, Bob Schaefer, Mark Udall, are you going to get federal highway funds for us? What do you plan to do about our infrastructure? We never have any debates about that stuff. This stuff never comes up in any campaigns. And you know something? I'm getting tired of this. He's a liberal. He's ultra-right wing. Now, drop that and just tell me what you're going to do. Just tell me what you're going to do. Bob Schaefer, hello, Bob. What's your plan to do something about the roads in this state to get federal money to help us out? Yes, it's called an earmark, but it's not a pork project because we need the help. Mark Udall, you like to talk about renewable energy. You like to talk about all that stuff. What are you planning to do about the highways? I'd like to see this as much as be as upfront as a debate, as the bailout, as schools, as anything else. Or, I guess, I'm just blowing hot air here and I'm the only one who cares about it. But I don't want another Minnesota. And I'll tell you another thing. I'm tired of my car being dinged up and my tires going flat. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, we'll take your calls on this at 303-713-7600. Maybe you can answer the quiz for me that it's going to cost $14 billion to clean up the roads, to fix the infrastructure in this state. Why are there a significant amount of people who don't believe that this is a problem? All right, Mr. Turk, speaking of infrastructure, how's that traffic look?
Well, Jay, the traffic doesn't look so bad this morning like yesterday. It is. We do have a freeze warning in effect, but roads out on the western side of town looking okay, pretty dry. You may want to look out in the shaded areas, ramps and overpasses, but only places we're seeing build right now is in southbound 25 at 104th and North Glen. as well as in Aurora, northbound 225, beginning around Parker Road. One surface street crash out there at Hamden and Sheridan. And if you're traveling in the high country today, light flurries of snow falling along I-70 over Vail Pass. Your forecast, partly cloudy.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight means same dates, times, airlines, restrictions, $250 maximum refund.
When it comes to football, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Steve's Google page with Yahoo. And cut his cable.
Well, where's the game?
Oh, you can still get your football fix. Type a player's name into Yahoo Search.
Okay. Full stats, news, game logs, all right there. Even fantasy rankings.
You need to trade that bum.
You think?
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
What is it, boy? Is somebody in trouble? Me? Oh, my checking account because I shop at pet specialty stores? I should go to Walmart because they have the same premium brands at unbeatable prices? Okay, boy.
Keeping your furry family members happy and healthy, and keeping yourself happy about the price. With Walmart's unbeatable prices on premium pet products like Purina One, Iams, and Pedigree brands, you can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105 and online at www.solaripsi.com.
Take a serious look at history's best time-tested asset, gold.
Hi, I'm David Mills, president of United Capital. Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The current demand is stronger than ever, and the timing may never be better. And when you buy gold from United Capital, you are buying direct from the source and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what retail gold companies don't want you to know.
Call right now and we'll send you our exclusive gold investors kit, and you can have it now absolutely free. Call now and you'll also get the proven secrets on how to create wealth through gold in your retirement account.
Call 800-670-6750. That's 800-670-6750. Call now, 800-670-6750.
Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play?
Garcia Band, great music is timeless, which is the point that I started to get into with John yesterday. That a well-crafted song will live on forever. You may not like the song, but you have to acknowledge the fact that it's a well-written song. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6, mostly sunny, high today, 53. J. Marvin with you, dissent, discussion, disagreement, and overall avoidance of crankyism, cronyism, crankyism. Cranky attitude in the morning. People always come out to me, I loved you when you were on 630 KHW. You know, all that brainstem stuff was really funny. Why don't you do that again?
Let's not start off the morning in a negative mood, I tell you.
Yeah, let's not start off the morning in a negative mood, I tell you. All right, we're talking about the roads and the infrastructure here. Let's go to Ellen, formerly of Denver, now in Virginia,
yeah,
the Commonwealth of
Rat Hole Town.
I lived there once in Virginia, you know.
I'm sorry.
I lived in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Don't you love it when the name of your town is Lynchburg and you're in the South? Doesn't that kind of creep you out?
You know, the only thing I noticed about it when I lived there in like 1973, 72, the only people in town that were having any fun were the African-American community. And I got in terrible trouble for getting on the air in the morning and telling the listeners to my radio station that there was a Russian submarine trapped in the St. James River. And the local police chief called up and said, you pull a stunt like that one more time, and we're going to ticket any station vehicle any place we see it.
Whoops.
So I said, okay. So there's not a submarine in the St. James River. There are Russian tanks in Richmond. All right. Anyway, so go ahead. So what about the roads there? They're still better than they are here.
Jay, I hope I'm not going to, you know, spoil your day, but my God, one of the first things I noticed driving all the way from Denver, the worst interstates are here in my home state. They are horrible. I am just stunned. They are horrible. I-64 is weird because it goes in a circle at the end. We've got 264, which has been here a long time ago. It joins Norfolk with the beach. And then you got this kind of back stretch, 464 and 664, and they're okay. But 64 and 264, the ones where the most cars go, are this, they're horrible. If you were here, you'd have to buy a man bra. You bounce on the whole system. It's kind of like the elevated portion of I-70.
All right.
The whole frickin' town.
All right, let me ask you this. How would you rate the interstate system driving across the country? Scale 1 to 10.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being metaphysical wonder, Virginia would be about a 6, 5, 6. And I'm telling you, Denver's interstates, they're like streets paved with gold as far as the comfort and driving on them, and frankly, they're very clean. St. Louis, I didn't enjoy driving through St. Louis. That had some problems, largely because I got lost. But even the condition of the roads was not good. But Virginia has really stood out. Although I will say this. Have you lived in West Virginia? I'm sure you've driven through it.
I've been through West Virginia a number of times.
Yeah, where the men are men and the sheep are nervous. I have never, repeat, never driven through West Virginia and not seen construction, gone through a construction zone. And I would say...
But did you do that in the wintertime or did you do it in the summer?
Summer.
Okay, summer's always construction time.
Never seen that much anywhere else.
Everywhere except California. California Caltrans does the following things. They work all night, and the freeways are in marvelous condition. Now, if they can do this, why can't the rest of the country, and why can't we do it here?
Because it costs money. And the very people who don't want to pay taxes are the ones who bitch incessantly about how bad the roads are.
But that goes back to that whole thing about the population not knowing any, in denial about the infrastructure problems in the state and about how you don't hear any of the candidates, even on a national level, talk about the infrastructure. It's kind of like shoved off on the back, except, hello, everybody uses it. Ellen, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see ya. Let's go to Charles in Lakewood. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Charles.
How you doing? First thing I wanted to say, there are people out there picking it up every day. It's the Department of Corrections. They get a contract to have their guys, because I was incarcerated in the 90s. But they're still out there every day, because, you know, I drive the highways every day. I go up to Frisco. I go all over. And the highways are bad, but when Owens was in, they did all these tax cuts, plus Bush, and then people don't want to, they don't have the money to do it because they cut all these taxes everywhere. And then just like right now, when Ritter's in there, he's got to try to fix everything. He's trying to stop that $300 million tax break we're giving the oil companies here and everything. They can't find the money to give it because of the Bush and stuff. Now, if they change it, they do need work. Even though in Colorado our highways are a lot better than a lot of the country, believe it or not, even though it doesn't seem like it, but they are. And I just think that...
Let me ask you this. Do you think people in this state, A, understand what Tabor is, and B, do you think they're happy with it?
I don't think they understand it, and I that's my opinion. I don't think they really understand it, and they're right now... Everybody's complaining we don't have this, we don't have that, but they don't know what they voted for. They don't know that we needed those taxes, we needed this, even though if you want to live comfortably and things like that, you need the tax. Even though I know it's sad, But we all do need to pay taxes, and the cuts they took for the rich is the big one. That's where the big money is. But still, yeah, I think we do need taxes, and in order to fix all this stuff, because we can't get the money. And then, of course, Bush, we can't get it from the feds because he done cut everything up there. He doesn't want to send it down here. So that's the big problem. That, you know, I think they got to change everything. We already got Ritter in here, and then now if we can get Obama up there, maybe we can get more money down here. You know, I think that's the way it is right now.
Well, I hope so. And I'll tell you something I've never been able to figure out, and if somebody's got an answer to this, 303-713-7600. Nobody wants to pay taxes. Nobody wants to pay them. Okay? We don't want to do it. I mean, we want to hang on to every nickel we've got. But why is it people in this country think that we can operate for nothing, that we can operate for free? I mean, would they work for nothing?
That's true. And then they can't tax the products anymore because we don't have products in the United States. Well, everything's overseas built, and we're not taxing it coming in here. So they got all this money saved. Where's the money coming from? And then now they're talking about banking. The only thing the government could do is take over the banking because we don't have nothing else here. And so it's not helping. It's not getting taxed. We're losing so much money because of it, I think. And if they had the products right back here in the United States where people could work, make more money, could pay more taxes, it would be like that. But like they said, the largest corporation now in the United States is Walmart. And what, the average wage is $10 an hour? You know, so, you know, it's really not a good thing. So
yeah, I don't think so either. Hey, Charles, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Okay. A couple of lines open here, 303-713-7600. I'd like to have a whole discussion here on the air someday. But, yeah, we can have it right now about the idea of taxes, about nobody wants to pay them. I don't want to pay them. You don't want to pay them. Nobody wants to pay them. But how do you figure, just based on how you keep your own household income, how do you figure that we can do things like fix the infrastructure, which needs to be fixed, and yet we don't want to pay anything for it? Or we deny that there's a problem. How does that work? Like, where did this idea come from that taxes are wrong, they're unpatriotic, and that you should do your best to possibly avoid them and never elect a candidate who would ever level with you and say, okay, the state of the roads across this country, the state of the roads in Colorado, they got to be fixed. We got to have money to do that. You got to pay taxes. Or why do we operate on this theory that we can fly for free? Same thing with the Iraq War. There's another example. Like, what, we're going to wage the war on nothing? Okay, they told us that Iraq would pay us, we get the money back from the oil. But look how much we spent. I don't get it. Somebody up this morning at 6:32 wants to clue me in on it. 303-713-7600. Hasn't that always amazed you, John?
Yeah. No new taxes. Didn't we hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, they always claim that there are no new taxes, but everybody's going to tax.
I want my daughter and my son to go to the finest school system in the country. Oh, really? Well, are you prepared to pay for that? No, I'm not, and I won't, and I'll just send my kid to a private school.
Yeah, you know where I want my money going now, Jay? Education, healthcare, and fixing stuff in our country, like the infrastructure.
Those are my three priorities. I would agree. And look, we got two lines open at 303-713-7600. So apparently, nobody wants to step up to the plate, and I'd really like to hear from somebody who's conservative as to how they figure out how we're going to fix this mess by following the Ronald Reagan, George Bush example, John McCain example, or anybody's example about how we just can't pay for anything because we can't tax anybody for any reason. 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour. John, taxing traffic.
Jay, we got a few issues out there. The big one, a car versus semi crash southbound I-25 at Colorado 66. That's near Longmont, so traveling southbound on 25 from Fort Collins to Denver may take you a little longer this morning. A couple side street crashes, one at Hamden and Sheridan, another at Parker and Iliff, and here in the tech center, we got a crash in the ramp from northbound I-25 to Bellevue. On the other major highways around town, we're seeing it build, especially coming southbound on 25 out of Northland at 104th, and again after I-70 on the approach.
approach to downtown. Your forecast, sunshine to start, followed by cloudy conditions this afternoon. Going to have a possibility of rain showers. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Currently 36 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new ultimate cheesy breakfast burrito. Cheddar and pepper jack cheese, sausage, eggs, and tater tots. Try it.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree? Or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus offers you the world-class quality of a CSU education conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certified programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. Classes start every 8 weeks. Enroll now and get an additional $100 off per credit hour. To learn more, go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Best of all, Vizio HD TVs and Sony Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is coming on Blu-ray and standard DVD October 14th. So you can now bring Hollywood's biggest heroes home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. Our store will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Want to start meeting single women today? It's easy to get connected at singlesnet.com, the nation's largest online dating site. Unlike other sites, it's free to send emails to featured members and free to flirt with all members at singlesnet.com. Instead of spending hours filling out a profile, click your media player now and create an account in less than 30 seconds. Single women are waiting to hear from you at singlesnet.com. It's online dating made easy.
Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus offers you the world-class quality of a CSU education conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certified programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. Classes start every 8 weeks. Enroll now and get an additional $100 off per credit hour. To learn more, go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
Gasoline. Cheeseburgers for a dime. You gotta love it. 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 53. That's the only Steve Miller song I really like. Do you think Steve Miller really cares what I think? Get out of here. Who the hell are you? But it kind of symbolizes the culture we live in, right? With, you know, transportation, and we're talking about the infrastructure and taxes and 303-713-7600 and the roads in Colorado. Let's go to Dana in Fort Collins. Dana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm good.
You know, when you were talking about your bike tire going flat, by the way, that really stinks. I'm sorry.
That sucked.
It totally stinks. But you know what dawned on me is that my kids are forever getting flat tires on their bikes, like one a month. I mean, it's all the time. And what I always thought was happening was that the quality of the workmanship on those tires is much lower than it used to be. Because I keep saying, how are you getting all these flat tires? I never hardly got flat tires on my bike.
Because there's junk all over the place. I mean,
well,
there's broken glass, there's nails laying in the street, there's stuff all over the place.
I don't know that there is in my neighborhood, and I always assumed that it was the quality of the workmanship, since it was happening so frequently with both of them, not just one of them. And I hardly ever got flat tires on my bike. And then I started thinking, well, look at the quality of workmanship on everything. If you buy a television, the television repairman will tell you, you're lucky if you get 8 or 10 years out of it. Well, my parents bought a television back in the 70s. That thing lasted 30 years. It was a beast. It's just like all their appliances that they bought when they moved into their house in the 70s, literally they had them for 30 years. The refrigerator, the washing machine and dryer, the freezer, the oven, the dishwasher, all of it lasted 30 years. Now they don't make them to last. They don't want them to last a long time because they want you to buy another one 8 or 10 years from now.
But I don't know if that's particularly true. I mean, I believe what you're telling me. But how can people live in neighborhoods where, and I see this all over, where somebody breaks a bottle, just leave the glass on the sidewalk.
Right.
There's broken glass in the street. There's nails in the street. There's all kinds of trash. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. And who's doing this? And why aren't we picking this up? I mean, why don't we just leave? And you know what the reason is? I'll tell you what the reason is. The reason is because everybody, I believe this, everybody wants to fly for free. Everybody wants a free meal. But you know what? Nobody wants to pay for it, and there ain't no such thing as a free meal.
Well, that's true. And
you want more city services, you're going to have to pay for them.
Right. Absolutely, the infrastructure does need to be fixed. And like I said, in my neighborhood, I don't really see the problem with the trash or things on the road. My neighborhood seems to be pretty clean, so that's why I don't think that's what the cause is in my kids' tires case. But you know what does crack me up, Jay, is when I'm diving down the road, and I see it all of the time, one shoe laying in the road. Now,
what's up with that, too?
What
I've noticed that, too.
How does that happen? How do you drive down the road and just all of a sudden decide to throw your shoe out the window? I don't know why, and it's not random. I see one shoe on the road all the time. Who are these people? Where are the shoes coming from?
I don't know.
In the road. I don't understand that, and it drives me nuts.
I don't know. Why would you throw anything on the road?
I used to think, gee, maybe somebody was riding on a motorcycle, and their shoe fell off, and they were too lazy to go back and get it or whatever. But not that many. How are those shoes getting on the road?
I don't know. Because people do all...
If you like the shoes, why don't you just throw both of them out, but not on the road?
I don't know, because people do all kinds of weird stuff. I don't understand where the average person is coming from. It's like they've got a shoestring around their neck, and it's tightening it so there's no blood getting to their brain. I mean, I just don't get it. Dana,
I don't know.
Dana, thanks. I appreciate the call.
All right. Take care, Jay.
All right. Yeah, like, you ever notice people take old tennis shoes and throw them up on the power lines and telephone lines? Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I think I've heard that means something.
What does it mean? It means you're a jerk is what it means.
I mean, it's not, but I think it means something. Some teenage deal. I'm not sure.
It's like people who do graffiti. You know, some of that graffiti out there, man, is really cool. But it's like, why don't you put it on a canvas instead on somebody's wall? Or if you're going to put it on somebody's wall, why don't you ask for permission? 644. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the infrastructure and about the fact that most people think we can fly for free here and never have to pay taxes on anything. Here's Dan in Lakewood. Dan, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I love your show. I was born and raised conservative and taught that taxes were bad, I mean, most of my life. And just seeing how George Bush has, like, totally increased the government, put us in a huge deficit, I've had to reevaluate my beliefs on, you know, taxes and our responsibilities as American citizens to pay for what's going on, even though we didn't have much of a choice while President Bush was in office to stop him. The fact is that we're responsible to pay for it in the end. And it's tough because I think a lot of people that I know, a lot of conservatives, they look at taxes as this evil thing because money's getting taken out of the paycheck. But at the same time, they're sitting in their houses with a big screen TV and all the cable channels you want or whatever, you know, huge swimming pool in the backyard. But it's the taxes that's taking all their money, you know, and that, and when times get tough, that's what they complain about, is they complain about taxes and they don't talk about budgeting. And
yeah, I think
that's a huge issue.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. And plus, on top of that, here's the other thing. Nobody likes waste. So that's always used as an excuse. Well, the government takes my taxes because they waste the money. Well, look, if you don't want waste, become more involved in the political system and pressure those people running for office.
Exactly.
Not to waste your tax dollars. But it's insane to believe that you can have anything and get it for free. I mean, that's why this whole thing about the Iraq War was so insane. Like, okay, let's go to war, but let's cut taxes at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work?
It doesn't. And you know what? I'll be honest. I fell into the whole conservative group that said, yeah, let's go to war. It's okay. It's not going to be a problem. But, you know, like I said, I've had to reevaluate where I stand on a lot of things. I mean, I'm voting for Obama this November, and my family has labeled me a liberal because of that. You know, so I can't even talk to them about politics.
Well, how about if you just don't? Why don't you just ask them to label you a pragmatist, that we can't continue to keep going on the way we're going, and that appealing to each person's individual greed vis-a-vis not wanting to pay for anything is not benefiting themselves. It's not benefiting their community. It's not benefiting the state. It's not benefiting the country. And plus, P.S., this stuff's not going to go away. It's just going to become more expensive.
Yeah, but you can't say that, man. They'll bring up the waste. They'll bring up, you know, Democrats expanding government. They'll bring up all that stuff.
Well, you know how to get around
everybody else except the Republicans.
Well, you know how to get around that?
How's that?
Ask them who their congressperson is, and then when they tell you, ask them when was the last time you wrote them about anything. Particularly when it has to do with taxes. And I'll bet you what the answer you'll get is either they don't know or they have to admit to you that they've never written their congressperson ever. And that's the problem.
It would be both for my family.
All right, that would be the problem. Dan, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You bet. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Let's go to Mike in Louisville. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I only got a few minutes because I got to get to work. But
I
wanted to say I have a pre-existing medical condition. I was telling your gentleman that answered the phone. And, you know, I'm not necessarily registered Democrat. I'm definitely not an undecided voter, but not registered either party. And I think that's part of the problem we have in America is it's a two-party system rather than the three-party, multi-party it was supposed to be. But anyway, I definitely am voting for Obama, and it's mostly for the medical reason. You know, I've needed a kidney transplant for 5 years, and to try to obtain medical insurance on my own is ridiculous.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. This is important. Are you not getting the kidney transplant because they can't find a donor or because you can't pay for it?
Because I can't pay for it. You need to have medical coverage in order to get on the transplant.
Are you kidding me?
No. That's the way it works, pretty much.
You know what? You don't have a pen on you, do you?
No, I've got a hand on the wheel and a hand on the phone. I'm sorry. I did finally get medical coverage because my wife works in Commerce City School District, and I was able to get on her plan, you know, and it's $400 a month, which is nothing, you know, to pay. And this is what I'm saying about your point about paying taxes. Neither of us mind paying taxes or higher taxes or a flat tax even, you know, to bring the system back in balance. You know, there are so many wealthy people out there that are just pulling the rug out from under people like us, you know. She's a school teacher, and I work for $10 an hour. And, you know, it's
disgusting. It's wrong.
It is. You know, it really is. Just, and even, you know, my dad has money, and I don't begrudge him that. He's worked his whole life for it, and, you know, some of his money came in the stock market, and he was crying the other day about the hit he took, and I can understand that. That was his retirement, you know, and he's probably going to vote for McCain, you know, because he's 68 years old, and he's looks pretty much like John McCain, you know.
Oh.
He's getting up there, and I know that's why he's going to vote for him, you know. I don't think he even understands. I've tried to talk to him about what's going on in my life as far as this medical condition I had, and, you know, and even as his son, he wouldn't.
Let me tell you something. I have a pre-existing medical condition, too. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple of them. And when I try to talk to my parents, or as I term it, calling the evil empire, they can't relate to it either. I just got to ask you two quick questions here before you go, because I just want it for peace of mind. Okay, you got medical coverage now. Are you now on the list?
I have an appointment on Monday with my nephrologist, and we'll find out where we go from there, you know.
And then you got to find a donor. And how does that work? Do you have to have matching blood type or whatever?
Well, there's a lot more to it than blood type, but that's basically where they start.
All right, well, here's what you do. If you get on this list, you call us back. Preferably after 9 o'clock is a good time to do it, but you call when you can. Get through. And
okay.
We'll talk about the donor process and see if we can help you out.
Okay.
All right?
I appreciate it, Jay. Have a great day.
Yeah, Mike, stay out of trouble.
Thanks for getting me in.
Okay, you got it, brother.
Bye.
See ya. Crazy. Yeah, my parents don't get it at all. Because they're in their 80s. You know, credit card mentality, credit cards are evil. But the whole country lives on them. And we don't face down our problems, so it just gets worse.
I've been one of those guys who doesn't live on my credit card. I pay it off. I've got zero balance on my credit card basically all the time.
Well, maybe what we ought to do is make you treasury secretary. 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic with John Turk.
Jay, we do have a problem to the north of us. Southbound I-25 closed at Colorado 66 near Longmont. Had a car versus semi accident. It is serious. Have a fatality up there. And dense fog also reported in that area. So be careful if you're heading between Fort Collins and Denver. It is going to be thick again for you once you get towards Northland at 104th. And again, the obvious spot after I-70. Do got a couple more crashes out there to avoid. One on the ramp from northbound I-25 to Bellevue. And then we also have a two-vehicle crash at Parker and Iliff, looking like a pretty typical Tuesday morning commute. Your forecast, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain. Look for a high of 56. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get that car you want for less at the all-new Mazda of Lakewood. Choose from hundreds of vehicles for thousands less every day. Right now, take 8,000.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett.
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jarrett.
Find a Jarrett store or shop anytime at Jarrett.com.
Get ready to rock again. AC/DC presents Black Ice, the band's first new album in 8 years. 15 rockin' new tracks, including their hit single, Rock and Roll Train, for just $11.88. And the only place you can get it is Walmart. Coming October 20th. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Want to start meeting single women today? It's easy to get connected at singlesnet.com, the nation's largest online dating site. Unlike other sites, it's free to send emails to featured members and free to flirt with all members at singlesnet.com. Instead of spending hours filling out a profile, click your media player now and create an account in less than 30 seconds. Single women are waiting to hear from you at singlesnet.com. It's online dating made easy.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
You'll find some incredible bargains. And by the way, Rockies works with banks that are willing to loan you money to get a car. As a matter of fact, they're pretty aggressive about it, despite these tough financial times. So you want to take advantage of everything you can get, and Rockies is a place to do that. 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Rockies Auto, 63rd and Federal.
With innovative features like daily fuel price updates, TomTom is the GPS device that gets you where you're going and helps you find the lowest price on gas along the way. TomTom, go confidently.
Birthday today, 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour on AM 760 at Progressive Talk. Dixie Chicks are fabulous. I've forgotten how good they are because we just haven't played a lot of them. High today, 53, mostly sunny skies. Here's some breaking news for you. President Bush's calls on a plan to invest $250 billion in banks essential. President Bush speaking from the Rose Garden today before the markets opened in New York. Called the government plan to invest up to $250 billion in banks essential to help assure the stability of the financial system. The president described the government's new proposal, which includes a guarantee on new debt issued by banks and other measures, as unprecedented and aggressive. So mull that over. Now we're going to put $250 billion in these banks. See, I think there's a part of all of us who knows we have to do something. But I don't think we all agree on what to do. But I think we all do agree that if we don't do something, we're going to suffer. Well, we're going to suffer a problem. Yeah, there are some people out there who believe in that we should just let things go into a free fall. But I'm not one of those. I'm just not sure. And I have been going back and forth on this, and maybe you have too. I'm not sure if what the government is doing is right. John McCain, Senator John McCain. He has an ethics complaint filed against him. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington crew has struck again. And we'll have Melanie Sloan on to clue us in on John McCain and the possibility that he hasn't fully reported his income. That's right around the corner.
Dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now that dream is right within your reach.
In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer. Because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus offers you the world-class quality of a CSU education conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certified programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. Classes start every 8 weeks. Enroll now and get an additional $100 off per credit hour. To learn more, go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
President, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedlitani. Wall Street is jumping for joy. The stock market heard exactly what it wanted from President Bush within the past hour when he announced a government plan to buy stock in America's banks.
These measures are not intended to take over the free market, but to preserve it.
In return for the stock they give the government, banks will get at least $250 billion to make new loans. In an effort to encourage them to turn on the credit spigot, the government will guarantee bank-to-bank loans.
We agreed on a coordinated plan for action to provide new liquidity, strengthen financial institutions, protect our citizen savings, and ensure fairness and integrity in the markets.
The government is also going to insure all the money businesses have on deposit in banks. Economist Mark Zandi says it's a pretty good package.
They've taken the biggest steps they can here, and I think should convince investors that these banks will not fail, the financial system will remain intact, and the impact on the economy, while significant, serious, won't be catastrophic.
30 minutes before the opening bell on Wall Street, the stock market is set to extend yesterday's rocket ride. S&P futures are up about 38 points. Dow futures are up 300. Dow Industrial Average gained a one-day record 936 points yesterday. It's Christmas in October at stores around the country. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Why the rush, Vicki?
Sleigh bells and Santa Claus already on display on both ends of the price spectrum, from discounter Walmart to Prices No Object chain Neiman Marcus. Across the country, retailers adjusting their strategies to meet uncertain economic realities, wooing Christmas shoppers ahead of what's expected to be the worst season since the 1991 recession. Bad news for stores and for workers. Retailers slashing the number of temporary help they plan to take on this holiday season. Frank?
California's hot devil winds are a firefighter's worst nightmare. Those winds could pick up, spreading three major fires that have already blackened more than 13,000 acres near Los Angeles and San Diego and taken two lives. KCAL-TV's Melissa McCarty is on the scene of the Porter Ranch fire northwest of downtown Los Angeles.
These flames are stretching 40, 50 feet high, and they just don't weaken. There's so much brush and so much thick terrain in this area.
Talks in the five-week strike by 27,000 Boeing machinists have collapsed. Union spokeswoman Connie Kelleher says the company refused to budge on job security.
What good is a good pay package and benefit package if you're not on the payroll tomorrow to collect it? So job security is a huge issue for our members.
Boeing says no company can afford to give job guarantees these days. An Ohio death row inmate is scheduled for execution an hour from now for murdering two women in the 1980s. Richard Cooey, who stands 5'7 and weighs 267 pounds, tried to no avail to avoid execution by arguing his obesity would make getting a lethal injection inhumane because the veins in his arms are too hard to find. Prison officials said they don't expect that to be a problem. This is CBS News.
Frankly, I don't understand fuel cell technology, but everybody understands cleaner air. That's why Chevy is putting a test fleet of 100 hydrogen-powered Equinox fuel cell vehicles in metropolitan New York City, D.C., and L.A. Hydrogen fuel cells produce zero emissions other than water vapor and use zero gasoline. So next time you see one, remember you can't buy them, but you can applaud. Someday our grandkids may be cruising in them under some really beautiful blue skies. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
I was talking to my doctor, and he asked me what medications I'm taking.
Taking notes next time. There is so much
information. Information is the key to good health. And with the Aetna online personal health record, test results, diagnoses, and new prescriptions are scanned and can alert you to potential conflicts, helping you and your doctor make better informed decisions.
Helping me better understand
my health.
Learn more about the personal health record at Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
The personal health record is offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and should not be used as the sole source of information about the member's medical history.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Denver has unveiled a strategic transportation plan for the future. The plan calls walking and biking to be a large part of how we live. Mayor John Hickenlooper says planning ahead makes sense.
We expect that the metro area by 2025 is going to grow 30%. Again, you think about a third more people by 2025. We need to be thinking and planning right now for how we're going to accommodate that.
Among features of the plan is a decision to forego widening streets in favor of having people make fewer trips in their cars. The Colorado School of Mines is creating a new oil shale research center on campus. It will include a global database of information accessible over the Internet. A Greeley woman accused of drugging and shooting her dog will not face charges. 33-year-old Paula Harding had told Greeley police that her 15-year-old terrier poodle mix was sick and she couldn't afford a veterinarian to put the animal to sleep. The Arapaho Basin ski area plans to open for the season tomorrow with one lift running. This would be the third year in a row that the Colorado ski area is the first in the nation to open if no one else beats it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The left lane is blocked southbound I-25 near Alameda. This by a tow truck and a couple cars. They just moved a ladder out of lanes of traffic northbound I-25 after Bellevue, but it's still going to be hanging things up as you're trying to get out of the tech center. Serious crash southbound I-25 near the Longmont exit. Watch for restrictions and delays in that area. A couple cars mixed it up. Parker and Iliff. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new ultimate cheesy breakfast burrito. Cheddar and pepper jack cheese, sausage, eggs, and tater tots. Try it today with one of their premium roast specialty coffees, like a delicious Java chiller. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Smart is as smart invests. That's why the smart money is now in CDs, and there's no smarter CD than one from GMAC Bank. Now get a 12-month CD at a 4.35 annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. Show off your CD smarts. Grow your money while protecting it from market fluctuations. Go to gmacbank.com or call 1-866-2-GM-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500 and start reaping the benefits. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member FDIC.
Say it ain't so.
Yay.
There you go again, pointing backwards again, though. You prefaced your whole comment with the Bush administration. Now, doggone it, let's look ahead and tell Americans what we have to plan to do for them in the future.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, mostly sunny. High today, 53. Jay Marvin along with you. How about some good news for this Tuesday morning? Washington Post, Obama widens lead in four key states. And guess what one of those states is? Colorado. According to the Washington Post poll, Obama, 52%. John McCain, 43%. How's that grab you? According to the Washington Post poll, Obama is leading in the state of Colorado, but there's no reason to relax. We have to remember that we have to go ahead, that we got to get it on, and we got to get this man in office. And you know how I feel about that. We cannot afford to give up. Speaking of giving up, John McCain has a lot of braggadocio when it comes to gambling. He's known as a gambling man. Maybe we should play Bob Seger's Rambling Gambling Man for John McCain. But he may have a problem. Here's Melanie Sloan, who is Executive Director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Melanie, good morning, and thanks for coming back on the show.
Hi, always nice to be with you.
Okay, this is kind of a surprise, but I don't know how to say this, but it seems to be par for the course for some people. Explain what John McCain's gambling has to do with his finances.
Sure. It turns out that Senator John McCain is an avid gambler, which was something I hadn't really known before I read a New York Times article just last month, at the end of the month. And they talked about Senator McCain's gambling, and they were talking about it in a different context to talk about how he had was an avid gambler, but at the same time had been coming down hard on Indian gaming. But when I read that article, I realized, huh, that's interesting. He's an avid gambler. Let's go back and look at his financial disclosure forms. These are forms that every member of Congress has to file once a year, and it has to include all income. And we went through his financial disclosures, and we didn't see any gambling winnings. We never saw any income from gambling. And there was not just a New York Times story, but in last summer there was a Time Magazine story. In 2005 there was a New Yorker story all about McCain's gambling. So he's been gambling apparently once a month for many years. And in the New York Times story, they even spoke specifically about how he won thousands of dollars in 2000 at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. So given that, particularly, we looked at the 2000 financial disclosure form. Well, are those winnings there? And the fact is, there are no financial disclosure forms where John McCain mentions ever winning in gambling, any gambling money. Now, in contrast, other members of Congress have, in fact, put this down on their forms. Senator Judd Gregg from New Hampshire won the Powerball, and he won $800,000, and it was listed. John Boehner, the minority leader of the House of Representatives, noted that he'd won some money in a casino, and that was noted.
That shocks me out of Boehner, but go ahead.
Well, the fact of the matter is all these members are declaring it. John McCain isn't, and, you know, the rules are pretty clear in the Senate. You got to talk about all your sources of income, and some people have suggested anyway, as a result of this, Crew filed a complaint last week on last Thursday with the Senate Ethics Committee saying, hey, you have to look at Senator McCain's failure to include gambling on his financial disclosure forms, and if in fact you find that he knowingly failed to do this, you got to turn it over to the Department of Justice for a criminal investigation. Ted Stevens from Alaska, who you and I have talked about before, he's on trial right now for not including income on his financial disclosure forms.
Yeah, exactly. And Politico on their blog was claiming that you don't have to file this financial information, but you're saying that they're wrong.
They're just flat out wrong. I don't know, you know, what they're talking about. They're clearly not well versed in the ethics rules because it's very clear that you have to declare all sources of income. Some people have tried to say, well, if you lose more than you win, you net it out, and so you don't have to declare it. And that is true for the IRS. You don't have to declare it on your taxes. But it's a very different matter what you have to include on your financial disclosure forms, which is all sources of income. So if you win, you know, $5,000 at the Venetian but lose $10,000 at the Bellagio in 2 days, you don't then not report your $5,000 from the Venetian. You're still required to report it.
So why isn't this a bigger national story, do you think? Do you think it's being swept under basically because, you know, you've got the economy and you've got all these other things in the race between these two guys? Or what do you think is going on?
I think the economy right now trumps all other news. It's really, I mean, at least in our papers here, it's hard to read about anything else. There's the economy and what the campaign appearances are and, you know, what dig each side has made at the other, and that's pretty much all the news. But this is a pretty serious matter because, to my mind, Senator John McCain has put himself up there as the paragon of ethics. He's the guy you should be looking to for ethical values, and yet here he is failing to disclose income on his personal financial disclosure forms as required by law. I think that's a pretty serious problem.
I think he's the paragon of nothing, personally.
Well, this is what he's put himself out there to be.
He talks about all this stuff, but people like you and others uncover all of these things about him.
Right. Well, he talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk.
I mean, how much could he have won, do you think? I mean, who knows how much it is, but I mean, it's like, why wouldn't you fill out the form and just turn the information in? I mean, who's going to make fun of you if you lost $50,000? I mean, look at Bill Bennett, for God's sakes.
Well, you know why he might not have done it? Because it is really hard to run for president of the United States on a Republican ticket and get evangelical voters if you're an avid gambler.
Also, wouldn't it be hypocrisy if you're sitting down hard on the Indian tribes that are trying to get gambling and then you yourself are going out and gambling?
Yes, I think it would. Mr. McCain has said that he didn't know. Their argument is they didn't have to disclose it, but they don't explain under what theory of law they didn't have to disclose it. But I think he's trying to say that he didn't have to disclose it so that when it comes down to whether there will be a criminal inquiry, the criminal law requires that you knowingly not include things, that you deliberately leave things off of your financial disclosure form. So if he says that he made some kind of mistake, his understanding of the law was a mistake, he might at least avoid criminal prosecution for this.
All right. Where do you think it's going to go from here?
Well, right now the Senate Ethics Committee won't do anything about it because he is it's so close to an election. But I do think that after the election, should Senator McCain still be a member of the Senate, I think that they will indeed look at this, and I think that they'll be obligated to come out and say Mr. McCain has to, at the very minimum, refile all of these financial disclosure forms, including all his winnings.
These people make it so hard on themselves by just not doing the things that they should be doing. And then, of course, now, as you say, he's going to have to go back and refile all this stuff. And it's like, why didn't you just do it right the first time?
I'm with you. I just don't understand. It's not that complicated. The rules are very clear. It says all sources of income must be included. And, in fact, if you look at the Senate Ethics Manual itself, right in the manual, it talks about the examples of if you win a Powerball ticket, if you win a lottery ticket, you have to include it. If you have winnings from a game show like Jeopardy, and that's the example they give, you got to include it. How could it possibly be different that, you know, winnings from the craps table versus winnings from a game show or a Powerball ticket?
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Our special guest is Melanie Sloan from CREW. That's the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Yeah, you know, I'm just going to ask you this question. You know, you don't even have to represent CREW. Just represent yourself on this, because I've always wondered about this. And maybe you and I are cut from a different cloth. Maybe most people are cut from a different cloth. I am amazed by the fact that these folks who run for office, the presidency, the vice presidency, the Senate, Congress, whatever, that they do these things, that they take these positions in which they're basically hypocritical. Doesn't that amaze you?
It does amaze me. I am constantly wondering how all these folks can look in the mirror every day.
Like McCain, down on the Indian, and I'm not picking on him because he's running against Obama, who I'm backing, but I'm just using this as an example. McCain, okay, down on the Indian tribes for gambling. Yet he's gambling, doesn't file full financial disclosure forms. Yet, you're right. I mean, he sets himself out there to be like, well, I'm a law abider. I follow the law. I that. You know, it's like, is it that they're not aware of what's going on? That they don't know what's happening? That people are shielding them from what they should be knowing? Or, I mean, because do you think any senator sits down and fills that stuff out themselves?
I think they have to work with somebody either on their staff or in their accounting office to their accountants to fill out these forms. But they do sign them themselves. And when they sign them, it says right near the signature block that they're signing it basically under penalty of perjury, that lying on the form is a federal crime. And so you'd think that you'd be very careful. And, you know, interestingly enough, former Representative Bob Ney, a representative from Ohio who was swept up in the Jack Abramoff scandal, one of the things he eventually pleaded guilty to was leaving gambling winnings off of his financial disclosure forms.
Well,
really no question that John McCain should have known that he had to include this information on the forms. And as a result, it's impossible for me to understand how anybody can argue that somehow he didn't need to include it. And I believe that the Ethics Committee will have to look at this, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Department of Justice did.
Well, maybe Bob Schieffer will ask this, but I doubt it. And I'll tell you something. These guys, these folks do live in a bubble. I know a congressman who's running for Senate who lives in a total bubble. Total. Doesn't
yeah.
have any idea what's going on. Has no idea what's going on with his own people. Couldn't tell you word one. Is only given information that they want to give him.
Well, that's hard to understand. They have to be more responsible than that.
Well, it's sad. Melanie, thanks. Thanks for being on the show once again. I really, really appreciate it. We urge everybody to go to citizensforethics.org. And, yeah, let's stay on top of this one because I'd be interested to see how this one comes out.
Yes, okay. Well, we'll keep you posted.
Okay, Melanie, thanks a lot.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. There's Melanie Sloan from CREW. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7. Yeah, you know, pleading ignorance is just like no defense. And I'm telling you, but these people are in a bubble. Like, do you really think George W. Bush, for instance, knows how unpopular he is? Do you realize in the latest ABC Washington Post poll and then some other polls, do you realize that George Bush's approval rating is lower than Richard Nixon's at the time of Watergate? Now, do you think he's aware of this? Do you think he is aware of it and he doesn't care? What are you, what's your input there, Mr. Turk?
I think a little of both.
Think he's in a bubble and he just doesn't know?
I think he's in a bubble, yeah.
emperor doesn't get any bad news.
Right.
So I had no clue.
Pretty much. No clue. Which is scary.
I never want to be in that position, do you?
No, huh?
Me neither. And if people only knew some of the stuff that goes on, I mean, if they only really knew what was going on, if they only really knew how isolated some of these folks are and about how they have no idea what other people do in their name.
Yeah, you know the term inside baseball?
Yeah.
You know, this inside politics, and it's... I haven't seen it until the last couple of years.
Like, things like sending letters out and affixing their names to them without ever reading what the letters say. There's another example.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Somebody crafts a letter for you and you don't even read it?
Yeah, they just stamp your signature on it. Yeah, or they sign it and never bother to worry about it. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Mr. Turk in traffic.
Well, Jay, the trip down southbound I-25, a real nasty one. The first deal, fatality, car versus semi-accident, southbound 25 at Colorado 66. That's near Meade. The right lane is blocked. The left lane is getting passed, and we do have some dense fog being reported in the area. Once you get a little further south in Northland, going to be stop and go from 120th down to 84th. And once you get past 70, look for more jams as we have got a crash blocking the left lane up around Alameda, and it looks like maybe they just got that out of the way, but still going to be real sluggish through that area. On the other places with really heavy jams right now, southbound 225 at Parker Road, eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan, and eastbound C-470 as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. Your forecast, sunshine to start, followed by cloudy conditions this afternoon. Got a possibility of...
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through 3 closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products, from Centrum multivitamins to Advil liquid gels and Robitussin DM Max, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're into winter. I mean, fall's officially begun. Last night was the first freeze. And if you're looking at going through winter without the proper vehicle, well, listen, you should look for a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel or front wheel. And the place to do that is Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal. They've got banks that will lend. And these guys are not loan sharks. I mean, they'll lend. They're looking for business. And they'll help you out. And Rockies will make sure that you don't get into something you can't handle. And how do I have proof of this? Because they've been around since 1982. So if they just rolled over people, then they would have been gone a long time ago. They've got hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find all kinds of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, and vans, and SUVs. So you're bound to find something. Great people out there like Spanky Herrera, Isaac Hayes, Gerard Menard, Uncle Fester, Johnny Mays, and just a lot of good Ziggy, a lot of good people working out there to help you out. They got great hours, too. 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday. And, of course, matching down. They'll show you the book price on any vehicle that you're interested in, and trade-in counts, too. Rocky's Autos, reliable and just good people with a great reputation because they work at it, and they work to make you happy. Open 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday at 63rd. And Federal.
Denver, if you haven't already heard, listen up. If you're interested in saving a ton of money on surplus building materials, The Lumber Guy insists you visit them or go online to thelumberguy.com. The Lumber Guy will have special savings each month on items like interior trim, bifolds, interior doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. To find The Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. 23.
Computer viruses? PC Answers. Constant pop-ups? PC Answers. Wireless networks? PC Answers. PC Answers for all of your computer needs.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414.
With innovative features like daily fuel price updates, TomTom is the GPS device that gets you where you're going and helps you find the lowest price on gas along the way. TomTom, go confidently.
Does anybody really believe that Barack Obama was voting to raise taxes on people making $42,000 a year? Does that even pass the smell test? No, and every single news organization that has looked at it said, that is a bold-faced lie. They're just lying. They're desperate because they know that their economic plan for the United States is this. The easiest way to rob a bank in this country is to own one.
Randy Rhodes, 1 to 4.
Never forget that.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, let's play this for John McCain. Because John is a rambling, gambling man. Thing is, he just doesn't report it on his financial disclosures. Come on! Ha. I give a list because I was born lonely down by the riverside. Learn to spin frozen wheels and throw down. Yeah, I just can't learn how to fill out financial disclosure forms. As a matter of fact, I looked. I left my ex-wife because she was in a wheelchair and crippled, and so I found Cindy. I'm sorry, John McCain is disgusting. Doesn't he do that a lot? John pointed that out. Doesn't he do that a lot? Ha! 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin's just laying down in the mud and attacking John McCain. Just swimming in oceans of filth and character assassination. And every once in a while, it feels good. Even though it's not the right thing to do. By the way, if you got a Facebook page, join our Facebook page. J. Marvin, I've got one. John Turk has got one. And Mario Solis Marriage has got one. Also, you can check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Not for the squeamish at heart. Please do not let 13-year-olds read it. jmarvinblog.com. I comment on radio and politics and just general nonsense. So you can check that out. It's also another way to email me as well. All right. We've been talking last hour about the infrastructure and about how nobody wants to pay for this problem. And nobody wants to confront most problems in this country. We just keep wanting to put it off. And how long are we going to get away with this, of being able to put it off? I don't think we're going to be able to get away with it much longer. I think we got to start confronting these problems. And I'll tell you something. One of the things that Barack Obama said the other day, which I kind of really like, is that he said, hey, it's not going to be easy. So he's leveling with us and telling us there's no easy solutions. Now, we got two guys running for Senate in the state. And I'd like to hear a little bit more talk from them about infrastructure. We all have our pet things, and that's one of mine, the roads. And I don't know how it can't be anybody else's, because you drive them all the time. All right, let's go to the phones, and here's Chris in Highlands Ranch. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Long time, second time.
Oh, good. Glad you're back.
Hey, man, let me tell you what. Last night I'm flipping through the radio station. Actually, I was listening to some football coverage after work. And I got back in the truck later on, and I was still on 850. And that whack job, Gunny Bob's on the radio, which every now and then he's got a little something interesting to say. But, you know, last night he's going on about this Obama's going to take our guns. You know, our guns, our guns, our guns. You know, quoting the Constitution saying that, you know, the Constitution says we need to defend ourselves against domestic enemies and stuff like that, you know, kind of insinuating that if this guy gets elected, know, I hate to say what he did. I hate to think
Look, there's two things here. Number one, Mr. Bob ought to be more specific. And what he ought to be more specific in is a couple of things. One, it's the Second Amendment to the Constitution, to the Bill of Rights, which grants you the right to own a firearm. Now, there's big debate over this, and there always has been. But for those of us who believe in gun rights, and I do, that the Second Amendment backs us up. Now, the other part of this is that if there was anybody listening with any critical skills of analysis or knowledge, should call Bob up on the phone and say, Bob, where has Barack Obama ever stated that he's going to take anybody's guns? And number two,
I tried to get on with him too, and you know, I want to hear from liberals. I want to hear from liberals, and then they put you on the eternal hold on the back burner, and they don't want to hear from liberals. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to get called out on these rants, is the thing. And you know, I get the feeling that the whole thing, he's got a bunch of Texas callers talking about seceding from the Union and the whole deal. These guys are using their veteran status and their quote patriotism, you know, to veil hate and to veil racism in some ways. You know what I mean? If they would just come out and say it, you could have a whole lot more respect for some of these guys. But
well, and every,
you know, they don't visit a website. They don't, apparently, they've got pride in ignorance. You know what I mean? It's what just absolutely infuriates
me. On every wheel of society, there are going to be lug nuts. There's nothing you can do about it. And this whole thing, I was talking about it yesterday, this whole thing about,
he's an elitist intellectual.
Yeah, I'd like to have somebody who's an intellectual in charge of the country instead of having somebody who's like on my level who is nowhere near an intellectual. And but, you know, these people make these broad brush statements and they can't back them up. Like if you'd gone on with them and said, well, where does it say that Barack Obama wants to take guns? Where is it in his platform about gun control? I guarantee you that Bob wouldn't be able to tell you.
I doubt Bob
has ever read Barack Obama's plan on anything.
That's exactly what I was going to point him to, was have you been to the website? Have you read anything on it? You know what I mean? And they really don't sound like they're very informed other than maybe from listening to Hannity or Limbaugh or some of those other whack jobs.
Well, because they all spread the same talking points constantly. That's what you get.
Big time.
All right,
okay,
thanks,
wouldn't
Chris.
He slam him on his radio station, so I figured I'd call him and slam him on yours. So.
Well, you know what? Hey, I appreciate the call.
No problem. Good day for you.
Talk to you. Let's go to Jerry in Pine Junction. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I just called to let you know a few things. I kind of got on listening to the last guy about gun control. And I have a full page of Obama on gun control because I campaigned for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not going to take away your guns.
No, of course not. He can't. He can't legally do that. I mean, how come people can't understand that?
I don't know. But I've heard a lot of this stuff, too, and it's just not true. It's just a pack of lies, and there's a lot of that coming out because he's a constitutional lawyer, and he believes that you have the right, each individual has the right to keep and bear arms. But anyway, as far as the gambling thing goes, you know, I got to thinking about that, and maybe John McCain isn't winning, and maybe he just doesn't want everybody to know he's such a loser.
Well, maybe so. I don't know, but I'll tell you what, he's definitely in trouble. But, of course, that doesn't mean that any of us should relax. I've been saying this for days. Even though the Washington Post poll now shows Obama in the lead in Colorado, we've got to work very, very hard to ensure that this comes through. We can't just rest on our laurels for 10 seconds. And that's why people have got to either volunteer time, talk to their friends and neighbors about voting for him, or palm him $25 to keep going. I mean, we just have to do this. We don't have any choice. It's our country at stake here. And he's not going to take away anybody's guns. And, you know, as I said to the last caller, Chris, I mean, just try that with these people. When they make these statements like this, and you know they're not true, you ask them. You go like, okay, fine. Show me where he says that.
Yeah, you know, the NRA came out against him, too, but I have friends.
Well, they naturally would because there's money in it for them.
I have friends in Wasilla, Alaska, and you should hear some of the things that they're telling me about, you know, dear old Sarah. And, you know, they sent me 15 pages just on Sarah Palin, and she's just as bad as... there's a lot of good things in there, and there's a lot of bad. It was all pretty much the way they saw the truth. And, you know, they have a lot of good things in there, but the thing that I couldn't handle the most, and you have to take this from, you know, you can't claim it for fact, but the thing that scared me the most was that her pastor and her were out hunting witches in La Silla.
Oh, yeah, we have the audio of that, and, but look, like yesterday I had this guy call me and about Sarah Palin, and I Cliff, I think was his name, and I totally and completely blew the call with him because I allowed him to distract me off on getting into a comparison of, well, Sarah Palin and John McCain have this in their background as compared to what Obama has in his, and what I should have done was I should have said to the guy, okay, prove to me what you're saying, and I didn't do it, so... That's what you got to always do. You always got to make these people prove what they're saying, because it's like cutting through an iceberg with a super white-hot chainsaw. Jerry, thank you, man.
Hey, have a good one, Jake.
All right. Bye. Couple of lines open at 303-713-7600, 734, 34 minutes after the hour. Mr. Turk, what's that traffic look like?
Well, Jay, it's pretty thick in several areas this morning. Southbound 25, a struggle, especially there in Longmont, basically in Meade. Car versus semi-crash, a serious one. Southbound 25 at Colorado 66, right lane is blocked. Now we've got some traffic moving through on the left-hand side of the highway. You also want to look out for some fog in that area. Once you get to North Glen, going to be jammed again at 120th, as well as downtown after I-70. Other spots where you're going to be... held up just a little bit southbound 2 1/4 from your Parker Road trip down to the I-25 interchange. Also, eastbound 6th Avenue, full from Wadsworth up to the interstate. And Highlands Ranch also packing them in as you make your way across eastbound C-470 from Broadway to Quebec. Also in the south eastern part of the city, got an accident on Parker Road at Pinery Parkway. Your forecast, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain and a high of 56 degrees. Right now, 34 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
RTD is hiring bus operators. If you're looking for a stable work environment with great benefits, call 303-299-2222.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Have you always wanted to travel like James Bond? Well, without dodging bullets, being attacked, or having to assume another identity? Then visit Orbitz.com for your chance to win one of seven great Bond adventures, like a VIP experience at the Wynn Las Vegas or a luxury vacation in London. Hurry to Orbitz.com today for your chance to travel like Bond.
Pricing brought to you by Greylight. Quantum of Solace in theaters this November. Promotion ends 11-18-08. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited. Open only to legal residents of 48 contiguous U.S. states. Must be 21 at time of entry. See orbitz.com/bond for rules.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers after-school programs and tutoring to help support working families. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center has one of the only state-licensed after-school programs in Colorado with pickup service from select schools. The program serves students in grades K through 8 with tutoring, computer labs, gym time, phonics intervention, and a hot meal Monday through Friday between 3 and 6 p.m. for just $25 per week per child. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center touches the lives of children every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
you know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. Hit State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Truly never been a smarter time to buy a home. Inventory is up, rates are down, and during the 10-day national sales event, many of the millions of listings on ColdwellBanker.com will have specially reduced prices. You can potentially save thousands on your dream home. So don't wait another second. Visit ColdwellBanker.com or contact your agent today to take advantage of this special event.
Coldwell Banker. We never stop moving.
At participating offices, each Coldwell Banker office is independently owned and operated. Any pricing and sale decision is in the seller's sole discretion and is subject to negotiation between the buyer and the seller.
Good stuff. You ever heard Waylon Jennings' version of this?
You know what else is really good, Jay? There's a CD called Songs for My Father, I think is what it's called.
Right.
And Devin Allman, his son, did this, redid it, and that is fabulous. And there's also a song from, God, now I can't even think of John Lennon's son's name.
Sean.
Yeah, I think there's a song by him on there. But great CD.
Yeah, this is a classic, no question. 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour, mostly sunny, high today at 53. J. Marvin, Radio Rebelde. And we're talking about all kinds of stuff here. Primarily, we've been talking this morning about taxes and also about the state infrastructure. And we've been talking about McCain and this ethics violation situation. And we've also got Michael Spear coming up at around 7:48. Here's Lynn in Denver. Lynn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So first-time caller, I'm actually a fiscal conservative. And I don't care about all of this other crap stuff that's being said. My bottom line is taxes for me. You know, my husband and I just barely make over above $250,000, and essentially we're the poorest of the rich. And so you have these tax brackets for everybody else, you know, from $15,000 all the way to $250,000. Why can't there be separate tax brackets for the people from $250,000 to $5 million?
Well, it is broken down that way, and if you go, Parade magazine? It was either Parade magazine or USA Today magazine had, and I should have brought it to work with me, had a breakdown of the tax structures comparing the McCain's to Obama's, and the ceiling for Obama's, I believe, is right at what you're at $250,000. Then,
yeah, we make a little over that.
All right.
Yeah.
Then going past that, then it begins to change. But one thing you have to keep in mind, and most people don't realize this, that a progressive tax system was put into place because we learned from lessons of the Great Depression and from the years in this country when we had robber barons and then the rest of the populace could basically just go screw themselves. And the progressive income tax idea was put together that everyone should contribute what they can to the maintenance of society. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be overtaxed, but what it does mean is that you have to pay some taxes. And if you make more money, then logically under a progressive system, you're going to pay a little bit more. Now, the people who are getting away with murder in this country are not the people who are making $250,000 a year. It's the top 1 to 2% who have mostly investments or an inherited money, and they have been getting just outrageous breaks under this administration for 8 years. Now, what Obama's talking about doing is he's talking about rolling back the tax situation to where we would go back, this country, would go back to the days of Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan. So you wouldn't have these huge giveaways. And the thing is, and I've been talking about this all morning, You know, the bottom line is, we've got tremendous problems in this country. Would you agree there?
Yeah.
Okay, one of the biggest problems we have, which never gets discussed, is the infrastructure is falling apart here. In order for us to be competitive, and in order for us to have a decent life, quality of life, we have to have decent infrastructure. But we keep putting off doing anything about this. And so the more you put it off, the more expensive it gets. We're going to have to confront that. And that means that we're going to have to pay for it. We can't keep living off credit card. And why the American people ever thought that we could take care of all these things, plus go to Iraq, and cut taxes is beyond me. I just don't understand it. But what Obama's talking about doing is he's not talking about raising it to some ridiculous level. He's talking about restoring it to the way it was. And in some cases, well, actually, in most cases, and I believe even in your case, you will pay lower taxes. But the best thing to do is to go to Obama's website and go look at his tax plan. I mean, that's the best I can do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does, and we have done that, and I guess that's the biggest issue we have is that under his tax plan, we fall into that category of ours going back to where it was under Clinton years, and that's the hard part because, like I say, we're the poorest of the rich. If that makes sense to you too, you know.
Well, you make more than I do, but yeah, it does make sense to me, and I understand that totally. But I also understand that two things have to go on here. Number one, those tax cuts should have never been initiated in the first place. Number two, we've been conditioned over the last 28 years to have no sense of community, have no sense of state feeling, have no sense of country feeling. So in other words, everything I get is mine and screw everybody else. Okay, I understand that. But I also understand that if you got kids, that if you truly love the country,
you've
got to make sacrifices.
Sure, and I think I guess the fundamental difference that you and I have is that my sacrifice is made on my own accord, not by government telling me to make another sacrifice.
But the difference there is here. Let me just run this by you, and then if you think I'm wrong, tell me. The difference is that you're going to use the public roads that you count on the common defense of the country, that you use the police and fire departments, that you may have to end up using the emergency services, that you want an educated country, not a country full of cattle. So we have to have a decent public education system.
Right.
You want a decent university system. There's an article today, an op-ed piece today, in the New York Times by Bob Herbert, that talks about basically the dumbing down of America. So you want all of these things. But in order to get them, you're going to have to pay for them.
Sure.
I mean, that's, you know, and yeah, you're not going to use the government, but in reality, you do use the government.
Right. No, I didn't say I wasn't going to use the government. I don't want the government mandating that I need to have a sense of community feel to help out.
No, you should have it naturally.
Right, and I think most people do. So I guess with us paying 40%, essentially, once you figure in federal tax, state tax, FICA, and everything else, that we are contributing to what we use. That's all. I mean, we can go round and round, and I understand what you're saying.
No, I just want to put one more point in here to you. And I want you to consider this. You're a smart, intelligent person. And you love your country. You love your state. You love your city. You love your community. But because you feel that way, don't assume everybody else does. And there are a lot of people out there, you want to know something, Lynn? They want to wave that flag. They want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. They want to beat up on other people for not wearing flag lapel pins. They want to tell you that they want the government out of your life, except when it comes to your bedroom. And in reality, they have nothing to back that up with, because they wouldn't part a dime for anybody or anything.
Right.
And that's not being American. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah,
you know, I don't like paying taxes. You know, but I know I have to do it, so I'll do it.
Right. Well, thanks for your time.
Lynn, thanks a bunch, and have a good day, too.
You too.
Okay, see ya. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk jumps in and pays traffic.
Jay, a couple new crashes around the city. Right lane blocked westbound I-70 at I-25. It's causing just some minimal delays back around Brighton Boulevard. Let me turn your mic off. Jay, they just reset the closet so you can't turn your mic off. I'll take care of that for you, okay?
Seeing they're trying to kill it.
Aren't you glad I didn't yell something?
No, that's okay. Yell at me. I'm not looking at you, so I can't tell what's going on. I just heard this thump, thump, thump.
I already got caught in this town once before about 12 years ago, letting the big F-bomb out on the air. I'm not going to do it again.
All right, we may have some microphone on-off issues, so just here, I'll take care of you. Okay?
Okay.
You're off. All right, let me finish up traffic. That crash westbound 7025 causing some small delays back to Brighton Boulevard. Also one in the southwest corner, eastbound 470 at Bowles. And a serious crash still in the cleanup phase, southbound I-25 near Meade. Only the left lane is getting through there, so it's going to be tough coming out of Fort Collins, getting into Denver this morning. And we're also dealing with fog in the north end. Stop and go from 120th to 84th, and again from 70 to Alameda as you're traveling southbound on 25. Had an earlier crash there at Alameda, but it's still causing some pretty lengthy backups. In Aurora, 225 full in both directions at Parker Road. So is eastbound C-470 in Highlands Ranch. Forecast, sunshine to start, followed by cloudy conditions this afternoon. Possibility of rain showers. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Currently 34 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
RTD is hiring bus operators. If you're looking for a stable work environment with great benefits, call 303-299.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products, from Centrum multivitamins to Advil liquid gels and Robitussin DM Max, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
303-443-0105 and online at www.solaris.com.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free.
Call 1-800-210-0274 today. That's 1-800-210-0274. This is a limited time offer. Call 1-800-210-0274 now.
7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is not a limited time offer. If you are going to have, let me look for the right way to put this. This is something that happens to most people, and we just don't plan for it. And that is getting in trouble with your insurance company, with somebody else's insurance company, with your employer's insurance company. And the fact is, they don't want to follow through. They don't want to give you the medical coverage that you deserve. Or you're injured in an improper way, and it causes you physical and mental problems. You have medical malpractice. In this day and age, you've got to get lawyers who care. Now, don't start this thing about, the woman with the hot water and the hot coffee at McDonald's. That's not what this is about. These are not frivolous lawsuits. This is serious business. How do I know? Mary and I have been through this. And the two guys you go get are Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they will go to the wall for you. They take on big corporations. They take on insurance companies. And, man, they do not back down. They're progressive trial lawyers, and they're proud of it. So, you need somebody to be on your side? You need Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661. Or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
Way up. There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
Calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, superpages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and superpages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour.
I've got a feeling.
Yeah. Jay Marvin, mostly sunny, high today, 53. One of the things that I get to do on this show, which I really love, is I get to talk about my friends, and I get to have you talk about my friends and introduce you to my friends. Presidential Brokerage Intelligent Investment Guidance, Mike Spear, Executive Vice President, Financial Guru. He handles Mary and mine, my affairs, and you really should be looking into him, too. And here is Mr. Spear. Mr. Spear, welcome to the Court of Economic Opinion.
Top of the morning there to you, laddie.
It was Columbus Day yesterday, not St. Patrick's Day. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I lost my head.
Yeah.
I lost my head.
All right. The markets look pretty good this morning, maybe?
Yeah, well, the markets are certainly looking better than they have the last few weeks. Now, yesterday, as you know, the Dow and the S&P had their biggest point gainers in history. In history. We saw the biggest rally since after the Depression back in 33. The Dow this morning is up 195 points. The NASDAQ Composite now has softened a little bit. It's down 4 points. The S&P 500 is up 20.5. The Marvin Index of 2000 Small Caps is just up 2 points. But we saw primarily the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ up over 11% on the day yesterday. So that just shows to go you. It just goes to show you how quickly things can change. And I'll tell you, if you didn't like the way that your finances or your portfolios were positioned before yesterday, I can't imagine that they're poised to do much differently if you don't do something different. So if you'd like to consider something different, I'd like for you to take this opportunity to stop by and visit with us at Presidential Brokers. Last night, Jay, we had 400 people at a workshop that we did. We had Ed Slott in. Ed Slott is America's IRA expert, according to Wall Street Journal. And we had him in town to speak to people about what's going on. And there are a couple of things. You have to have your portfolio properly positioned. But in addition to that, you have to have your portfolio protected from horrendous tax invasion should something happen to you, in particular your IRA. So, we really disseminated a lot of powerful information. If you're not getting that kind of stuff from your current advisor, consider coming to Presidential Brokers and at least talking to us, seeing what we have to offer, you know?
Yeah, it's a great place. You can just go there and hang out and bother Michael Spear, and he's never bothered. So call 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. Let me put in this personal PS on this deal. You're not going to get strong-armed at Presidential Brokerage. They're not trying to sell you anything. They will help you out. And in these turbulent times, the best thing you can do is to get a second opinion about your holdings. Michael, we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, brother man.
All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And to you as well there, my laddie.
See you later.
See you, buddy.
7:57, 57 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, no, we ever have a break? Oh, yeah, we do. Okay, coming up next, we're going to do something that a lot of you have been emailing and calling and getting on our case about, and we're going to take care of it, and we're going to do it coming up next, so you want to be here. We're going to go over the ballot amendments, the important ballot amendments. So make sure you're listening and pick the phone up and call your friends, because here is the place to get the information. That's next.
Mario's interview with Eva Longoria on AM 760.
The wonderful, talented, and very beautiful Eva Longoria.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hear it online at am760.net.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree, or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus offers you the world-class quality of a CSU education conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certified programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. Classes start every 8 weeks. Enroll now and get an additional $100 off per credit hour. To learn more, go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
For CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It was just what the stock market wanted to hear.
This is an essential short-term measure to ensure the viability of America's banking system.
A plan the president announced before the opening bell calls for the government to buy stock in America's banks, giving them fresh cash to make loans and to get credit flowing through the nation's economic bloodstream. The Dow Industrial Average opened with a gain of more than 300 points on top of yesterday's record gain of 936. But the market began backtracking a short time ago. At the moment, the Dow is up only 103 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 16. CBS's Ginny Casola says the mood overall on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange is upbeat.
Traders are more optimistic. One says this bank deal had to be done. Government intervention averts a major disaster.
In Washington, Treasury Secretary Paulson admitted he doesn't like putting Uncle Sam in the banking business, but doesn't see an alternative.
We are acting with unprecedented speed, taking unprecedented measures that we never thought would be necessary.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says this may not be the government's last move.
We will not stand down until we have achieved our goals of repairing and reforming our financial system and thereby restoring prosperity to our economy.
It's mid-October and the stores are already decked out in holiday decorations. Industry analyst Bert Flickinger says retailers are using every trick they can think of to maximize profits in what figures to be a weak sales environment.
The retailers are going to do three things. One, cut down on inventory. Two, cut down on advertising. Three, cut down on store staff.
Which means shoppers will have a harder time finding that perfect gift and finding someone to help them look for it. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for an execution shortly in Ohio. Double murderer Richard Cooey said his obesity would make getting a lethal injection agonizing because his veins would be too hard to find. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the court decided otherwise.
This was never a close case, and that's sort of proven by the fact that no court that has considered Cooey's claim that he's too overweight to be executed has found that it does warrant a delay. Whenever you see unanimity among the federal courts and the state courts about a topic, it's not the sort of case that the U.S. Supreme Court's going to get involved in.
Big chunks of Southern California are going up in smoke. CBS's Andrew Mullenbeck is on the scene of the Porter Ranch wildfire.
5,000 acres have burned in this fire alone. Nothing close to containment. The fire raging out of control northwest of Los Angeles this morning at an evacuation center. Many were too worried to sleep.
I don't know if my house is on fire or what, but it was on fire all around us, and we're the only thing around.
It was very smoky, and I couldn't breathe.
Hopefully, we have a home when we get back.
It's going to be another tough day for firefighters. The wind gusts aren't letting up. Andrew Mullenbeck, CBS News, Porter Ranch, California.
This is CBS News.
Okay, listen. You hear that? That?
That, my friend, is the sound of the future. Yep, the extended range electric vehicle is coming. It's the concept Chevy Volt. And all those engineering students who got straight A's in physics, they're designing the batteries right now. Think about it, up to 40 miles a day without using a drop of gasoline. Now this assumes a fully charged battery. Performance capability subject to change. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
It's time to choose a healthcare benefits and insurance plan. How do
I decide based on facts and my friends who are really happy with
Aetna? You're choosing the most admired insurance and managed care company according to Fortune magazine. And Aetna has one of the largest networks of physicians and dentists. So when it's time to choose a healthcare company,
an Aetna plan can help me
feel and stay healthier.
Talk to your employer or sign up at Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Health benefits and insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations.
H.D. Smith with an AM 760 local news update. County clerks across the state are contacting thousands of people telling them to complete their voter registration forms.
People without a driver's license or a state ID are required to check a box on the forms and then provide their social security number instead. At least 6,000 voters didn't do that, making them ineligible to cast regular ballots until the form is completed. Officials say those who don't complete the forms before they vote will still be able to cast provisional ballots, which are counted later.
Reporter Joe Chiaro says election watchdogs think the issue is a technicality and believe completion of the forms could be done at the polls. Some parents say they feel like they're in the dark over a Denver Public Schools plan to place as many as a dozen new schools in existing buildings next fall. Parents have a chance to comment again on Thursday. A group of about 40 say they'll oppose any attempt to place a second school inside their building. Eight or nine schools have been identified as possible candidates for space sharing, but the list isn't being released. The board could vote by November 20th on the plan. Troopers say a driver on Interstate 70 rolled her vehicle after she tried to break up a fight between two cats that she had on her lap. The Colorado State Patrol says she was ticketed for careless driving. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a couple different crashes on 470. One of them right around Morrison, the other one at Bolts. Stalled out car, I-70 blocking the right lane at Havana. Those backups are going to slow things down as you're heading out to DIA. Southbound dives on I-25. You're bogging down at Emerson. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s through that stretch in spots. Watch for a surface street wreck. This is at 13th and Chambers. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner, but your King Soopers pharmacies are now offering flu shots to help you stay well, and they're so convenient. Walk-ins are available, or just call ahead to schedule an appointment. Stop by and ask about the flu shot program at your King Soopers pharmacy.
Smart is as smart invests. That's why the smart money is now in CDs, and there's no smarter CD than one from GMAC Bank. Now get a 12-month CD at a 4.35 annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. Show off your CD smarts. Grow your money while protecting it from market fluctuations. Go to gmacbank.com or call 1-866-2-GM-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500 and start reaping the benefits. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member FDIC.
Say it ain't so.
Yay.
There you go again, pointing backwards again, though. You preface your whole comment with the Bush administration. Now, doggone it, let's look ahead and tell Americans what we have to plan to do for them in the future.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I just love the way she talks. No, I'm serious. I really do. It's like listening to Albert Eiler on acid. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 53, and it's good to have you along this morning. By the way, if you haven't heard, the Washington Post poll shows Barack Obama leading John McCain in the state of Colorado, but that doesn't mean we can relax. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep working on it. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, though, we're going to talk to Michael Huttner. Stranger to this show. He's Executive Director of Progress Now. We're going to go over some ballot issues. You can go to progressnowaction.org. And Michael, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on this morning.
All right. I get tons of emails. People, there's so many ballots here. Statewide ballot recommendations, amendments. initiatives, whatever you want to call them, and nobody can keep any of them straight. And I've heard from people that it takes like 10 minutes to fill out your ballot. So let's go over some of these. First of all, let's start with Amendment 46, bans affirmative action policies by state government. I would vote no on that. What would be your take on that?
Absolutely. I vote no. I think, you know, people from the, a lot of people that have reviewed this, the Bell Policy Center, the governor's office, a number of the newspapers, other groups have all concurred with that. They're all voting no.
Yeah, this is, isn't this the Ward Connerly deal, and he's from out of state, so this is basically not a Colorado thing?
That's right. It's out of state, and, you know, I think the one thing I was trying to, knowing I was going to be on your show, I was trying to think of an easy way for listeners to understand where they might want to go with their ballot recommendations, since there are about 14 items on the ballot, What I think the common theme is, with a couple exceptions, is that these items that amend the state constitution, that would permanently put it in our most important document for the state of Colorado, should be all voted down. And this, starting with this one you just mentioned, Amendment 46, this is one where we don't need all this extra language amended to our constitution, which really should be reserved for key items, not just some sort of out-of-state agenda to go after programs at our schools where they haven't been able to show that there's any problem.
Yeah, so people are writing this down. Progress Now and myself recommends that you vote no on Amendment 46. That's no on 46.
That's right, the constitutional amendment regarding opportunity programs for women and minorities.
Okay, let's go on to Amendment 47, Work for Less. This mandates the government interference in employee and employer relationships, makes it more difficult for employees to organize unions. I would say definitely, without a doubt, vote no for this.
Yeah, once again, this is another one that they're looking to amend the Constitution. In fact, Colorado's always been a state that hasn't provided employees a whole lot of rights, and has been a very employer, in terms of the labor law, has been very heavily favored towards big corporations and their employers, as opposed to the most folks in Colorado, the employees. And this is one that's trying to radically shift it. Again, it's one of these ones that's a some sort of solution they claim, but it's really in search of a problem. And that's why even the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce and the Colorado Bankers Association are opposing this measure.
Yeah, isn't this the one that Mr. Jabs with the All American Furniture is behind?
Yeah, he's spending just a ton of money, and they haven't been really able to articulate the reason for it. It's actually, to Colorado's credit, we've actually had a fairly good balance. If anything, it's been heavily favored on the employer side and not much on the employee side, but I think if you talk to the Denver Chamber and the Colorado Bank, will tell you that it's been a fairly well working relationship over the years, and now they're trying to totally mess this one up. This is the one that Chip Hobbs and Jonathan Coors, which is interesting because I think it's Coors' father or uncle, has actually openly said that he is opposed to his son's trying to push this effort to mess up our Constitution once again.
God, I just can't tell you the disdain I have for Jake Jabs. I would never shop at American Furniture Warehouse. I would never. I'd rather sit on a cardboard box than buy anything from this guy.
I agree. And, you know, it's unbelievable that, you know, the Colorado, that working families in Colorado give him a ton of business. And what does he do? He looks to figure out how to keep them from having any ability to organize or rights in their workplace. It's, I would agree with that nobody should be shopping at there if you care about working families in Colorado.
Yeah, I'd like to just sit down with him. I'd like to sit down with him sometime and ask him why. And, you know, I think the answer I would get if we sat down with him is that he's more concerned about his own business than he is about his community and about his customers. So what he's doing basically is he's engaged in this to try to protect himself.
Yeah.
Does that
absolutely. I mean, this is the one where he has the ability to provide his employees some basic, you know, health care and other things. And not it's bad enough that he's got a very mixed reputation for his own company. What's worse is that he's trying to get, you know, the government to interfere so other employees, other companies can't provide their employees the ability to organize and make sure they're insured certain health care and educational. And it goes beyond just the workplace. The way that this language is drafted, it may actually go into educational programs for workers and employees and interfere with that as well. So it's unfortunate that Jake Jabs, it's unbelievable that that so many people in Colorado even purchase anything from this guy when he's not looking out for anybody but himself.
Yeah, strikes me as the kind of guy driving around with a big old Cadillac with bullhorns on the front of it. 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Michael Huttner from Progress Now. We're going over the ballot initiatives. All right, let's get to 48. Defines personhood as a moment of fertilization. I'm definitely against this.
Yeah, this one is just bizarre. This is the one that some people refer to in short, that it says that an egg is a person. So if somebody, for example, has a miscarriage, that might be, you know, that might be a murder, literally. And it's so bizarre. There's nothing like this in any state in the country. And that's why you have the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News, pretty much every, even Bob Schaefer, who's a right winger on just about every issue, even is against this one. This one is just completely over the top and would lead to just unbelievable amounts of legal cases, and I think would eventually certainly be thrown out after costing our taxpayers having to defend it in the courts all the way up. So I think this one is just, yeah, probably the worst of all this year, Amendment 48, and urge you to have people vote against that one.
Yeah. So if you're writing these down, mark no on 48, no on 47, no on 46. And then that brings us to 49, rules for public employee payroll deduction. I say vote no on this. What do you say?
Yeah, same thing. These first four, 46, 47, 48, 49, they're all amendments to the Constitution. None of them deserve to be in the state's Constitution. And that alone is an easy way to remember, just to vote no on these constitutional amendments. This one in particular really goes after employees. Again, it's trying to take away their First Amendment rights. And it really makes, once again, employees, it makes it a lot harder for them to organize to ensure basic workplace protections. And that's why you're getting a lot of the groups in Colorado who have really analyzed this to come out against it. So, yeah, I would say no on this one as well.
Yeah, which is what they want. They want to make it harder for people to organize. They don't want to give working people a fair shake. And, you know, that's the whole thing behind 47 and also 49, which is really, they just don't care. They don't care. They're just trying to nail middle-class working people.
That's right. And, you know, these are things that have been brought up in the legislature. They can amend them, but locking these any of these amendments, with one exception I'll point out, into the Constitution, I think it's just a poor public policy for Colorado and for the long term, and it doesn't allow any nuances. It's sort of all or nothing, and that's why, I'm on the same page with 46, 47, 48, 49, to vote no.
All right, here's Amendment 50. You and I are going to disagree on this one. Maximum bets at casinos. You say... wait a minute. You've got yes on this, so I guess we do agree on this.
I'll tell you, this one, to be quite frank, we struggled with. We as an organization, we had a number of our members on both sides of this, so I'm not, you know, I think I purposely say in our ballot guide it's a close call. The short of it is, you know, make no bones about this. This is one that the casino industry is putting a lot of money. They're putting newspaper ads. People have probably seen them. They're pushing this as much as they can to raise the bets from $5 to $100 up in Central City and Blackhawk.
Yeah, baby.
Now the money goes to community colleges, which you know what? In this time, community colleges are really in need. I think it's about as good a use as they could have come up with. Having said that, you know, it's the primary purpose is to help the gaming industry. The secondary purpose is to find a cause that they knew would be popular and important, and they found one. So I really almost, I'm going to vote yes, but I could make a pretty good argument why, and once again, this is a constitutional amendment, why people should could go either way on this.
Well, Turk and I are going to vote yes on this, and then we're headed to the casinos as soon as we get off this morning. All right, hang on a second, Michael. We'll come back, and we'll tackle the rest of them. Hang tough. There's Michael Huttner from Progress Now. You can go to progressnowaction.org. Just to recap very quickly, no on 46, no on 47, no on 48, no on 49, yes on Amendment 50, and we'll pick up the rest of them here after John fills us in on traffic at 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, Jay, things have got quite interesting out there. Sorry, my mic's a little hot. Got a few accidents to let you know about. That serious one up north in Meade, southbound 25. It right lane blocked, left lane is getting past. That's near Colorado 66. That happened early this morning, but still some residual traffic there. Also got a disabled vehicle, center lane blocked, eastbound I-70, just west of Havana. Other issues out there on C-470. One crash westbound side at Morrison Road, and one on the eastbound side near Bowles. The other issues out there, accident westbound I-70 at I-25. The right lane blocked, and off the highways, a three-vehicle crash at Florida and Platte River Drive. Your forecast, partly cloudy at 30%.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Best of all, Vizio HD TVs and Sony Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is coming on Blu-ray and standard DVD October 14th. So you can now bring Hollywood's biggest heroes home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. Our store will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
How to get a gourmet kitchen on a takeout budget. Step 1. Head to the Home Depot. Step 2. Save big on cabinets from Thomasville, Craftmade, and American Woodmark. Step 3. Use the money you save to whip up something special.
Our new everyday low price is 20% lower on American Woodmark cabinets. Plus, right now, we've got special offers on Thomasville and Craftmade cabinets. To find out more, visit homedepot.com/kitchen savings or The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. You need an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side, and I'm here to help. Even if the Bush administration doesn't believe in the Constitution, you and I both know that you do still have rights, but you must act quickly to protect them. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. Don't ignore your troubles and hope things will get better. They won't go away on their own. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. Call me today. Don't try to fight this alone.
He's about financing, because they can take care of that. So if you're looking to buy a vehicle, I just can't recommend a better place to go. Rocky's Autos in Marion. I thank Rocky's every winter time because of the vehicle that we bought and the fact that it's gotten us through. All those blizzards and inclement weather. I mean, it just does a great job. Every vehicle out there winterized and ready to go. Stop by Rocky's anytime, 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday. That's Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
I'm in the best shape of my life. I run about maybe five
push-ups is all I can do. But for my age, less
normal is different for everyone. That's why Aetna offers its members wellness solutions for every stage of their health, from fitness programs to information to help manage an illness.
Aetna can help me feel and
stay healthier.
To learn more, go to Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Health information programs provide general health information and are not a substitute for diagnosis or treatment by physician or other healthcare professional.
You're over 50, smart and self-reliant. Do you know you're a prime target for fraudsters? Scam artists who try to separate you from your money. FINRA can help. They're the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the independent not-for-profit that regulates brokers and protects investors. Their booklet, Fighting Fraud 101, could save you grief and money. Download it free at FINRA.org/fighting fraud. That's FINRA.org.
Does anybody really believe that Barack Obama was voting to raise taxes on people making $42,000 a year? Does that even pass the smell test? No, and every single news organization that has looked at it said, that is a bold-faced lie. They're just lying. They're desperate because they know that their economic plan for the United States is this. The easiest way to rob a bank in this country is to own one.
Randy Rhodes, 1 to 4.
Never forget that.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Boy, let's dance. We should change lyrics to Let's Vote. 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 here, AM 760, a Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, your congenial, downright courteous host. Mostly sunny, high today, 53. Michael Huttner from Progress Now. Go to progressnowaction.org, and we're going over the ballot amendments. All right, Michael, let's pick this up. And here's one I can't figure out why anybody would vote against. Amendment 51, services for developmentally disabled. Why would you vote against that?
Yeah, I don't think there's any real reason to vote against that. It's one thing, as I mentioned earlier, this one is actually in statute. If there's any issues, you could change it. Unlike the measures we just talked about, which are in the Constitution, which I would vote largely against, this one I think is a good one. Developmentally disabled, especially the children here in Colorado, there's already about up to a 10-year wait list to get help, and something that really needs to be addressed. So I would support that one, Amendment 51.
Yeah. So vote yes on Amendment 51. Amendment 52, use of severance tax revenue for highways limits the amount of money that the state can spend on water projects, industry regulation, wildlife conservation, and low-income energy assistance, forces a diversion of money to highway projects. Now, I think you should vote no on this. However, I think highways are like a huge, the infrastructure, highways are like a huge problem in this state.
Yeah, it is a huge problem. This one is a really terrible solution, and that's why even papers that have been favorable towards fixing up our highways, like the Rocky Mountain News, the Pueblo Chieftain, even the Denver Post, all have come out against this. This one is the wrong solution. They actually take money away from water projects, which are real important to the Western Slope, and this one doesn't really guarantee any improvements. A lot of it is, for example, I-70 is a major issue. And what we've learned about this one is that it really just gives money to fix existing roads and very little long-term solutions to any of the road problems in Colorado. This is one that is largely being funded by the oil companies in order to divert attention from another one about the severance tax, which is Amendment 58, which I'm strongly in favor of. This Amendment 52 was try to, let's put something else to confuse voters. So it's on the Constitution. You definitely vote no on Amendment 52.
Yeah, anytime I read any description of any amendment that says limits the amount of, and then it lists things, industry regulation, I immediately have to investigate that.
Absolutely.
Because, let's remind everybody, deregulation is what got us where we are economically now in this country.
Yep.
All right. Here's Amendment 54, campaign contributions for government contractors, prohibits government contractors and employees with collective bargaining agreements from contributing to political party or candidate, limits free speech, vote no. I agree 100% on this one. Vote no on 54.
That's right. And this is just the third in a number of the ones we've talked about where this is an amendment to the Constitution. It really shouldn't be. It's so specific. It really shouldn't be in there. You've got the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News, others. Saying no, and once again, these are these efforts by basically out-of-state and large corporations to really try to hurt their employees. So I would absolutely vote no on this one. Along, pretty much, once again, just to keep it real simple, anything that's constitutional, with one exception, which is 59, anything that's constitutional, you could vote no on. The gambling one, you go either way on. But if it's statutory, vote yes. Constitutional, which are most of them, vote no.
I would agree. All right. Amendment 58 eliminates subsidy for oil and natural gas industry, eliminates an existing state tax subsidy for oil and gas production, allocates the tax revenue to college scholarships, wildlife, renewable energy projects, energy-impacted areas, and water treatment. I would vote yes for this.
Absolutely. This one is the one that Governor Ritter's really put out his sorry, it's her our baby here just picked up the phone.
It's okay.
This one is pushed by the oil industry. The oil industry is fighting this one like crazy. They've been getting literally about $320 million of tax breaks for about 30 years now, and it's about time that we end having taxpayers help subsidize the oil industry. And that's why group after group after group is supporting this measure. It's statutory. It's not constitutional like some of these other ones that are terrible for the state. And this one, it goes to a huge need in Colorado, especially in light of the economy, and that is to provide scholarships to students in Colorado.
Yeah, so we urge you to vote yes on Amendment 58. Here is Amendment 59, Savings Account for Education, SAFE. Sets aside money in new savings accounts for P-12 education, eliminates rebates that taxpayers receive when the state collects more money than allowed, spends the money on education. And I would definitely vote yes for this. And this has the support of the Rocky, the Post, and also the AARP, the Sentinel, and the Colorado PTA. So, you know, I would definitely, I don't know how anybody could vote against this one.
That's right. This is the one exception, for the listeners, to keep it real simple, vote against almost all the measures that have changed the Constitution, but vote for the measures that change just a statutory change. And this is the one exception. This is a constitutional change because it has to be. It's changing the way that Amendment 23 and Tabor has been kind of didn't really plan for certain circumstances. And this one would ensure that we have money set aside and even sort of a reserve account to make sure that we have adequate investment in K-12 or P-12 education. So I would agree. I kudos to Speaker Andrew Romanoff and the Treasurer Kerry Kennedy and others for really putting this together and getting this going forward. And that's why I think you get all these newspapers from all over the state supporting this. And anybody that's really looked at it is in support of 59. So I agree with you.
Yeah, and no kudos to Douglas Bruce and the whole Tabor thing. You know, and Douglas Bruce has dropped kind of into a dark hole somewhere, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty much eliminated. This is his one thing he's been trying to make some noise about, but it's he's just become so over the top that I think largely just missed, and you really don't hear about him as much as you used to, certainly now that he's been thrown out of the legislature by his own party.
Yeah, poor Dougie. He's just misunderstood. All right, here's Referendum L, Qualifications for Serving in the State Legislature, lowers the age requirement for serving in the state legislature from 25 to 21. I definitely agree with that. I'd vote yes on that.
Yeah, these referred measures, these are ones that the legislature voted in both chambers to recommend. So for, starting with L and then there's M, N, and O, I'd vote yes on all the ones that are letters. I'd vote yes. They're largely not that controversial. And pretty much, I think the Denver Post, the Rocky for most of these have supported them. And I would, anyone with a letter, I'd recommend a yes vote, including this one to lower the age. You know, we're in a part-time legislature and, the more kind of folks, it's not easy to get really good folks. The more folks that we can get in there and learn the process, from an early age, the better.
Yeah, I agree. Because, that's a catch-22 situation. On one hand, you've got people griping that younger people don't get involved. You've heard that a million times. But then on the other hand, we go out of our way to try to discourage them from getting involved by saying, well, you've got to be at least 25 years old. Now, we've got people in the state legislature who are older than 25, and they're not doing a very good job.
That's right. And, this is fairly consistent. In fact, some states it's as low as 18. So I think, to be consistent, I think to lower it to 21, it gives an opportunity for people, and it's certainly not the lowest. I think it's kind of in the mainstream of the country, and I think there's plenty of people that that are in their early 20s looking, to really learn the institution and, you know, to tell them, no, you can't, you know, be in elected office even if your constituents want you to because you're not yet 25. It's something that I think is just sort of outdated.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. See, we ought to make it a priority to get all youth involved in the voting process, and we need younger energy and input. So 21, you know, I'd even favor lowering it to 18, but 21 is what they came up with. So
I think
I'm
that was sort of the compromise, right?
Definitely. So I'd vote for it. All right, now. You guys are handing out a sheet. You're giving a sheet out here with your ballot recommendations. And if people want to have these to carry to the polls with them, how do they get them?
Sure. So it's Progress Now Action. They go to our homepage. They click on the ballot guide. It's a one-pager, so they can print out. It's not two pages. It's one page. And they can also text for their mobile phone. They can text VOTE. CO, vote, like Colorado, vote CO to 69866. 69866. That's vote CO to 69866. And they'll get this exact ballot guide explaining each measure and our recommendations on their mobile phone. And they can bring that with them. They can print out the sheet, take it to the polls. They can forward it to their friends. And we've literally had tens of thousands of people already printing this out and sharing it all over. In fact, we just heard a story yesterday of some people that got this. Somehow it got sent to a woman in Brisbane, Australia, and then she sent it back to her friends where they used to live, you know, when she used to live here in Colorado. So people, it's going all over the Internet. Progress, no action. In fact, probably the most ironic thing is that the Jefferson County Republicans sent out our one-page recommendations to all the Jefferson County Republicans. So even the Republicans have come around, it seems like, or they've made a huge mistake and recommended our recommendations. But just to keep it real simple again, if they're constitutional amendments, people should vote no, with the one exception of 59, which is, you know, if you think of Colorado, sort of the minor 59 or the, you know, that might be a way to remember it. That one you want to vote yes on. The statutory measures, the developmentally disabled, Amendment 58, eliminating the subsidy for the oil and gas industry. The statutory measures and the ones with the letters, those should be a yes. But the constitutional amendments, with the exception of 59, and, you know, and you go either way on the gambling amendment, those should be a no.
You feel pretty good about this?
Yeah, I do. I think it's so complicated this year. You have 14 measures. Remember, there are four that we didn't go over, 53, 55, 56, 57. Those were the ones that were removed about a week ago because they made some negotiations. So even though they will appear on the ballot, they're not going to be counted. But the 14 measures will be counted, and then you've got the four referenda. And, you know, it's basically if you think it's going to permanently muck up the Constitution with the exception of 59, then vote no. And it's not a year where we want more complications with what's in our Constitution, and a lot of these are just driven for the wrong reason.
All right, Michael, it's always good to have you on the show. It's you guys are just a valuable resource. I urge people to go to progressnowaction.org about these amendments, these 2008 statewide ballot recommendations, and kind of weird. We're both on the same page, with the exception of the gambling thing, which you believe can go either way, and I think we should vote yes on it. But on everything else, you and I agree wholeheartedly. And I'm particularly passionate about 47, 48, and also 49. I'm really passionate about those, and I'm also passionate about 46 too.
Yeah, the ones in the 40s, all of them are bad. For the people listening, 46, 47, 48, 49, vote no on all those. They're all constitutional. They're all, a lot of people, all the money's coming out of state, and, you know, we'd urge a no vote on those.
See, you know what? I bet you couldn't win this you'd lose this on a First Amendment case, but there ought to be something where some guy living in California like Ward Connerly can't come into Colorado and get this stuff on our ballot.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's almost too easy in Colorado, especially for a constitutional amendment to get on the ballot, and that's unfortunate.
By the way, did you see that ad in the Denver Post here a couple of weeks ago about Rosa the laundry worker? Did you ever see that one? I believe that
was this one of the anti-employee ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing there's a bunch of ads, and they...
Well, it's one of these ones that, the Independent Institute and all these folks are involved in.
Yeah, this is exactly the kind of out-of-state money coming in. I mean, those full-page ads of the Post cost, $10,000, $12,000, $13,000, depending on the day. Usually, those are a pretty good sign. If you're seeing full-page ads that are purchased, not articles, but purchased ads, there's a lot of big money, and it's probably something to be concerned about.
Yeah, I don't know if that's for 47 or 49, but I'll tell you something. I challenge John Caldera, who is mentioned on the Colorado version of that website of that organization, to produce for me Rosa the laundry worker. I called them and asked them if Rosa, who claimed that she's being intimidated by union members and union bosses, I asked if Rosa actually lived here or where she lived and how I could interview her, and they wouldn't give me the information. And I suspect that Mr. Caldera and his allies are engaging in false advertising. However, if they want to prove me wrong, I'd love that. So, John, if you're listening out there or anybody knows John Caldera, please produce for us Rosa the laundry worker. Michael, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks so much.
All right, we'll see you. There's Michael Huttner. And anybody want to ask about these things, I'll give you the recommendations on them. 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John recommends traffic.
Jay, still busy around the city in a few areas. Speed's going to be in the teens and 20s on southbound 225 after Parker Road on the approach to the Tech Center. Also on eastbound 270, or I-70 rather, from Quebec to Havana. I-25 is shaping up around downtown, but still clearing up a serious crash earlier on the southbound side near Longmont. That's at Colorado 66, and just one lane getting by still. A few off-highway accidents on the radar, Florida and Platte River Drive, one at Iliff and Chambers, and finally at Peoria and Alameda. Your forecast, sunshine to start, followed by cloudy conditions this afternoon. Maybe a little bit of rain, too, a 30% chance. Look for highs in the mid-50s, currently 36 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't buy a Harley because it gets 50 miles per gallon. History has shaped this tank, and there's more to it than just gas. Ride for pride, forged from...
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaripS.com.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus offers you the world-class quality of a CSU education conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certified programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. Classes start every 8 weeks. Enroll now and get an additional $100 off per credit hour. To learn more, go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
Well, I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time online researching beauty products. I'm always looking for the newest and best way to keep my skin looking great. But I'm also a big skeptic, because I've spent a lot of money on products that just didn't live up to the hype. I recently got a Clarisonic skincare system, though, and wow, this is the real deal. Clarisonic is from the lead inventor of the Sonicare toothbrush, so you know it's good. With over 300 sonic movements per second, the Clarisonic deeply yet gently cleans your face and unclogs your pores for healthier, younger-looking skin, and it only takes 1 minute a day. Best of all, you can now try Clarisonic free for 30 days. It's really easy. Go to sonicbeauty.com today to get your 30-day free Clarisonic trial for just the cost of handling. Plus, go to sonicbeauty.com right now and get a free bonus gift worth over $50 with your free Clarisonic trial. Go to sonicbeauty.com or just click on your media player now.
There's more. You also earn mileage rewards credits based on how far you drove to get here. Play for chances to win gas or cash with Fuel Frenzy only at the Lodge and Gilbert Casinos in Blackhawk. It's a gas.
I'm there. 500 gallons of gas or 250 cash? This is great.
Thermal Advantage is looking for homes to participate in a home energy makeover. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. All attics will have insulation blown to R40. Digital thermostats will be installed. Weather stripping added to all your doors and outlets. Pressurizing and thermal pictures will show every energy leak your home has. Call 24 hours to participate in Thermal Advantage's home energy makeover. 303-430-SAVE. That's 303-430-7283.
Jam on!
Yeah, it's a two for two for Tuesday. Underground beats.
Hey, 44 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 53. Yes, I'm on the radio with the two for Tuesday, two for. Here in the marvelous Front Range, even though I'm doing this from Los Angeles, and it's nothing but a voice track and a fake. But that's okay. We don't have to relate to the community anymore. That's not what radio's all about. It's about communicating and relating to the dollar bill. Okay. Hey, how about this? Barack Obama widened his lead considerably over John McCain in four key battleground states during the past 3 weeks, providing further evidence that the economic crisis has greatly enhanced the Democrats' advantage with just 21 days left before the election. And how about this? If the election were held today, whom would you vote for? Colorado. Obama, 52%. McCain, 43%. But we don't have it in the bag. So as I always say, get out there and work. Let's make this happen. Let's make it happen big. Let's deliver Colorado as a blue state. So do it on the national level. Do it on the local level. State legislature and Congress and Senate. And I've told you many times that even though I'm not comfortable voting for Mark Udall, I'll do it anyway because we need to get a 60-seat majority. We need that. All right. We've got Paul Waldman coming up with Media Matters. We've also got as our special guest a Littleton firefighter and spokesman for Protect Colorado's Future, Joel Heineman. And we'll have him coming up. What do you want to do between now and then, Turk? Do you want to take some phone calls, or do you want to play some music, or do you want to play cards? You want to roll some you want to roll some dice out in the hall for high stakes?
Craps in the hallway?
You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to say this and get in trouble for saying it. But, you know, the amendment here, okay, the gambling amendment, amendment number 50, maximum bets at casinos. Look, I don't want to go to a casino where they have penny slots and 5-cent slots and, like, that's all you can do and quarter slots. Come on.
You know who will be voting against this measure, right?
Oh, of course, James Dobson and his friends.
Well, the religious right and older people who want to keep the young people out of the casinos would be my guess.
See, I've never understood that.
They'd rather have slots lined up than, you know, a poker table or a craps table.
Why?
Or a
what
roulette
wheel. What's wrong with those things?
I don't know. I don't get it.
You know, I want to play some craps. Don't you want to play some craps? I want to play some roulette. Should I play some roulette?
I would actually go to Central City if they had craps up there, but they don't, so I don't go there, period.
I don't want to sit there with all those people smoking with, like, these big, long ashes on the end of their cigarette, putting in, like, pennies and dimes and quarters and nickels. I mean, if they want to do that, that's fine. Go ahead and do it. I'm not against it. I wouldn't limit your right to do it. But how about those of them, how about those of us who want to play roulette? And this whole idea about gambling. Yeah, it's an addiction. It can be an addiction. We had Preston Allen on here to talk about it. So it can be an addiction. But you know what? So can a lot of things. And addictions are hard to break. They're terrible. I mean, it's literally every single day you have to work on it. I learned something dramatic about myself that I never knew. I read a New York Times article in New York Times magazine about 5 weeks ago. And this just blew the whole door open for me. That children in this country who are manic depressives often are misdiagnosed as having attention deficit disorder. And one of the signals is consumption of carbohydrates. Kids that are 5 and 6 years old, they have this overwhelming desire to consume carbohydrates. It's part of the disease. Now, when I was 5 and 6 years old, they didn't know anything about this. And it's only recently that they've become hip to this thing. So in fighting my weight, which is both a gastric bypass surgery, working out, I'm now working out, like trying to work out 5 and 6 days a week, which is how I got my flat tire riding my bicycle yesterday, which was a real bummer. But I'm fighting a 50-year pattern of eating the wrong things. And it's so hard to try to break out of that. It's almost crisis-like. And I understand that when it comes to alcoholism, when it comes to drug addiction, when it comes to gambling addiction, I understand that. But at some point, the responsibility for the stuff has to lie within you. Even if all you can do is struggle with the problem, you at least have to struggle with it. Because if you don't struggle with it and you refuse to acknowledge it, you're not going to make any progress. Meanwhile, those of us who don't have this problem, with gambling I'm talking about, we get punished because there are people who do. That'd be like me getting on the radio saying all fast food places should be closed and they shouldn't sell any candy at 7-Eleven. Or Whole Foods, or as we refer to Whole Foods around my house, as Whole Paycheck.
Love that.
Yeah.
So true.
And that's what it amounts to here. All right, 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk and traffic.
Well, Jay, just a few late problems here you're going to have to deal with if you're making your way around the metro. If you're in the north heading between Fort Collins and Denver, you're going to find a car versus semi-crash. Still remains on the southbound side around Colorado 66. The right lane still blocked. Left lane is getting through. And then you're going to hit more jams once you get downtown after I-70. Also a little busy in the bridges area up to Colorado Boulevard. Southbound or northbound side got a problem. A left lane stall as you approach 6th Avenue. That's causing some delays as well back to the Downing Street Bridge, and two surface street crashes out there, one at Elephant Chambers and the other in Arapahoe County to Peoria and Alameda. Your forecast, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain and a high of 56. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's good wrench and go time at your participating Pontiac dealer. Let them help keep your Pontiac running great and maybe even help you pay less at the...
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight means same dates, times, airlines, restrictions, $250 maximum refund.
What is it, Mittens? Is somebody in trouble? Me? Oh, my checking account because I shop at pet specialty stores? I should go to Walmart because they have the same premium brands at unbeatable prices? Good kitty.
Keeping your furry family members happy and healthy, and keeping yourself happy about the price. With Walmart's unbeatable prices on premium pet products like Purina One, Iams and Friskies cat food, and Fresh Step cat litter, you can do anything. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Only one jewelry store has five times the selection of ordinary stores and offers so many diamonds to choose from.
That's Jared!
Like the Leo Artisan, designed and cut to reveal a diamond's true brilliance. The Leo Artisan is the latest innovation in the art of crafting diamonds from Leo Schachter. The visibly brighter Leo Artisan must be seen, and you can see it at Jared today.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Not a theory, it's philosophy. If you have something wrong, you go out and get the best person you possibly can, or the best people to do the job. You don't scrimp. You don't take half measures. You take full measures. Now, if you've had an accident and you feel you've been wronged, either by your insurance company or another insurance company, or maybe both insurance companies, if you're hurt on the job and the insurance that you have paid for, your employer's insurance, does not cover you properly, won't give you the adequate medical care that you deserve, if you have a medical malpractice problem, you need guys that are tough, guys that will do it right. And that's why I talk about Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Not only are they my friends, but I'll tell you something, they're on the same page you and I are. And we're not talking about this whole deal about, oh, well, people will sue for any reason then. What about the woman with the McDonald's hot coffee? No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about serious business here. And Mike Turner and Scott Henderson will fight corporations and insurance companies all the way down the line, and they do not take no for an answer. They're trial lawyers you can be proud of and proud to be associated with. They're progressive lawyers. And they're going to fight for you all the way. Get in contact with them at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I'm Christine Castle. As a doctor who practiced medicine for 20 years and served as president of the American College of Physicians, I don't want anybody standing between me and my patients. Not the government, not insurance companies. I've read the health care plans of both presidential candidates, and you know what? John McCain's attacks on Barack Obama are completely false. With Obama, you keep your doctor and pick your own plan. And Obama cracks down on insurance companies to make care affordable and accessible to all Americans. John McCain's plan lets insurance companies deny coverage for pre-existing conditions, like pregnancy, and strip away state requirements to cover preventive care, like vaccines and mammograms. The cure for false attacks is the truth. John McCain's plan won't work for me or my patients. On health care, Barack Obama is the change we need.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Hi, you betcha, I'm Sarah Palin. And if my daughter got raped, I'd make her keep the baby and pay for the rape kit. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 53. I'd like to say hello to Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, two of my best friends.
So would I. I'd like to play some golf with those two.
Well, when are you going to play golf in this weather? High today, 53, mostly sunny. When are you planning to? Well, wait a minute, though. Wednesday, it's going to be a high of 60. You could play golf in 60-degree weather.
Yeah, I'm supposed to play tomorrow with Mr. Tubbs. So, yeah, I'm going to try squeezing a little golf this week.
I wish I had time to squeeze in anything. I am so damn fried that yesterday my bike got a flat front tire.
My wellness coach says I need to exercise more, so I told her I was going to go out and play some golf, riding along in a cart.
Health insurance in this country is like such a joke. It's so
never
bad.
Thought I'd have a wellness coach push
no.
on me.
It's like, here's what we'll do. We'll sit down and we'll make health coverage as hard as we possibly can. And if you have a pre-existing condition, we'll also make it hard. So therefore, we can just kick you off the health care plan. And then what you get from people is, we can't have universal health care because we can't afford it. Yeah, but we can afford $750 billion to bail out financial institutions.
Exactly. It's like, do I need physicals 3 years in a row? I don't think so,
Yeah.
Enough. Got to jump through hoops to get health insurance.
It's like John McCain. How do you like my health care plan? Okay, John. What health care plan? We're not sure what it means. We're not sure what it is.
I never thought I'd have a wellness coach, man.
Yeah.
I talked to her for the first time yesterday. Nice gal, though. She's going to help me quit smoking, too.
Well, you're my wellness coach.
Your wellness coach, Jay Marvin,
you know,
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, you know that song, I Am My Own Grandpa? Okay, I am my own wellness coach. Coming up next, media misinformation analyzation with Paul Waldman. Stay glued.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Food Fight. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the right-wingers turn on each other. Ah, it's so much fun.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus offers you the world-class quality of a CSU education conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certified programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. Classes start every 8 weeks. Enroll now and get an additional $100 off per credit hour. To learn more, go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Wall Street is fighting to hold on to a rally in the wake of President Bush's announcement of a revised bailout plan that pumps tens of billions of dollars into the nation's largest banks.
It'll take time for our efforts to have their full impact, but the American people can have confidence about our long-term economic future.
After surging more than 400 points at the opening, the Dow has fallen back. Right now it's up about 40 points. The Nasdaq is down around 35. Trader Alan Valdez says it's too early to say whether the bulls will win the day.
It's just such a turbulent and violent week that we have to see here. It's going to take time to see how this works into the system and everything, but we can only hope that this plan works.
I'm Dan Revive. Here's an optimistic take on the government's dramatic moves.
It marks the beginning of the end of the financial crisis.
That's Richard Silla, New York University professor of financial history.
The whole purpose of this plan is to stop our bankers from being afraid to lend, and I think it'll work.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, said the government won't stand down until prosperity is restored. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
If it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the mall, you can thank or blame the nation's economy. Retailers are retooling their holiday strategies to avoid a season that's less than merry and bright. Retail analyst Burke Flickinger says there's reason to worry.
Our forecast is much more dire in November and December, adjusted for inflation. We're expecting sales for November to December to be down -2% to -7%.
Walmart began opening its Christmas shops last week. A convicted double murderer has been put to death in Ohio despite his arguments that he was too fat to be executed humanely. Richard Cooey argued that at 5'7", 267 pounds, his size made it impossible to find a vein that could be used for lethal injection. Both the state and U.S. Supreme Courts rejected the argument. Today he passed a physical exam, and he was executed within the past hour. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to grant a full appeal to Troy Davis, the Georgia man convicted of killing a police officer whose execution had been put on hold for 2 weeks. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
This looks like the end of the line for Davis, despite the fact that there are credible questions about whether he actually committed the murder for which he is going to be executed. There was no physical evidence linking him to the crime. Evidently, someone else later confessed to the murder, and no fewer than 7 prosecution witnesses recanted their testimony against him.
In Southern California, Mother Nature has given fire crews a break as fierce Santa Ana winds died down overnight enough so that hot shots could gain the upper hand against one of the blazes in the San Fernando Valley. But the assistant fire chief of Los Angeles, Greg West, says they're still worried.
If that wind does come up, we're looking at fire growth. We're looking at the potential for more evacuations.
Emergencies have been declared in two counties, and two deaths have been blamed on those blazes. This is CBS News.
Bose Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones. Frequent flyers know how effectively they fade airplane engine roar into the background so you can enjoy your flight in tranquility. With QC2 headphones, you'll experience in-flight movies and music with Bose audio that's so lifelike you may discover subtle nuances in even your favorite music. Experience for yourself their unmatched combination of noise reduction, audio performance, and comfortable fit. Call 800-491-9761 today to enjoy them on flights, at home, or in the office for 30 days risk-free. Audio expert Rich Warren reports, Quiet Comfort 2 lives up to its name, enveloping you in blissful sound and the utmost comfort. It's easy to forget they're on your head. Call 800-491-9761 to try Quiet Comfort 2 headphones for 30 days risk-free. Ask about making low monthly payments with no interest charges from Bose. Order now, and shipping is free. Order Quiet Comfort 2 headphones today at 800-491-9761 and leave the noise behind.
Hi, I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police believe a love triangle may have spurred a weekend shooting that killed a 2-year-old boy. 41-year-old Earl Ryan is facing numerous charges after Sunday's shooting. 2-year-old Noah Crookham was killed. His father, Thomas Crookham, suffered minor injuries. Detective Sharon Hahn tells our partners at 9 News the two men got into an argument just before.
Thomas saw the gun, grabbed his son, and doesn't want him to get hurt, obviously, so... But as he's holding on to his son, the gun goes off and hits father and son.
A court document indicates Ryan had been intimate with the child's mother and had been living in her apartment. Ryan is being held without bond. The union representing Frontier pilots agrees to extend wage and benefit cuts through December 1st. The airline says those cuts are essential for its financial health. Frontier filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in April, but has continued flying during its financial reorganization. Grandview High School is open again this morning now that engineers have determined the school did not suffer any structural damage when a suicidal driver plowed his SUV into a building. Classes were canceled yesterday after a 21-year-old man drove through the front of the door and down a hallway. The driver is now jailed on a $10,000 bond. And Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff getting a big send-off before he leaves office. Governing Magazine selected the Denver Democrat as one of this year's 8 public officials of the year. The magazine's editor cited Romanoff's efforts at bipartisanship. The speaker credits his Republican father and Democrat mother for teaching him how to reach across the aisle, although he notes his parents are now divorced. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crews have just pulled out of stall northbound I-25 at 6th Avenue. Still going to be kind of a crowded ride as you're trying to get downtown. There's also some leftover delays on 70 past the Coliseum. Keep your eyes peeled for a couple off-highway crashes. Both of them are in the cleanup stages, one at Alameda and Peoria, other at Iliff and Chambers. To the north, they're still investigating that accident that occurred earlier today on I-25 near the Longmont exit.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and, wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I'm hanging in there.
Doesn't sound like you're doing too good.
Well, things are getting better because I get to talk to you this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. That's great. There's a bunch of stuff to tackle this morning. First of all, I want to go through this one because I think this is the most absurd thing happening. Now, it's human nature, when something goes wrong, to blame somebody. Even though we get this whole speech about don't point fingers. But here's the deal. You got guys, these conservative media figures, Lou Dobbs is one of them, who is propagating this falsehood that the financial crisis is linked somehow to giving lower middle class or poor people loans that they can't repay. So, in other words, it's the poor's fault that we are where we are.
Yeah. Now, just to set the stage for this, think about, you might be able to have a little bit of sympathy for some of the conservatives right now. I mean, their entire philosophy of economics is basically crumbling before their eyes. You know, for so many decades they've been saying, oh, you know, you just have to let the market do its magic, everything will be fine. Every time government gets its hand in there, it just messes everything up. We need to have deregulation. We need to get government out of it, and that will increase wealth the most if we just let the market do its work. Well, now, not only have they been proven wrong, but almost the entire country has come to this consensus that philosophy that they've been spreading for so long is just completely wrongheaded. So this is where they are, right? Their fundamental beliefs, which they're not going to change because that's what they genuinely believe, their fundamental beliefs are under this assault. And so what do they do? Well, they have to find a reason why it's really not the fault of the market. It's really the fault of the same people that they have been railing against in other areas forever. So many of them have now decided that this economic crisis happened because of poor people. It was the poor people's fault. And they've cast about for a number of ways to explain it. One of the kind of craziest ones, which we've seen all over the place, is that it was a law that was passed in 1977 that somehow managed to work for 30 years, but then made the economy implode here in 2008, which is called the Community Reinvestment Act. Basically, what it said was that it was an attempt to get rid of redlining, where realtors and where banks would only give mortgages to certain kinds of people, and shut other people out of different kinds of neighborhoods. So basically, it said that you have to give the same terms to people regardless of their race, and basically treat everybody fairly when it came to giving mortgages. It's worked perfectly fine. But now they're saying, oh, it was this Community Reinvestment Act in 1977. That's why we're experiencing the mortgage crisis we're experiencing today. It's, frankly insane. As a matter of fact, most of the institutions that were selling these subprime mortgages weren't even subject to that act. And so that's one villain. The slightly more plausible but still ridiculous one is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which I think at some point they decided that there were sufficient ties between Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Democrats, even though they spread a lot of money around to both parties in lobbying, that they could blame the whole thing on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Well, that doesn't really hold water either, because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were certainly terribly mismanaged, but they were in some sense almost more victims of the mortgage crisis than the perpetrators, and they actually got into the whole subprime mortgage market very late. They were losing market share because all these other institutions were getting into subprime mortgages and trading them around and making money off of them, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac found themselves responsible for a smaller and smaller share of the mortgage market. So eventually they tried to get in on that as well, and that's part of what led to their downfall, but they were certainly not on the leading edge of it, and they weren't really even the cause. Most, you know, they had fewer subprime mortgages than the rest of the, you know, the kinds of companies that didn't have that kind of involvement with the government that they did. So we're finding this in from conservative commentators, from there's a lot of discussion of it on Fox News. There's people, conservatives, writing columns about it, talking about it on blogs. Even some members of Congress have come out and said, oh, you know, it's those just giving too many loans to black people and poor people. That's why we're in this mess. Well, the facts just don't back that up. But as I said at the beginning, you almost have to have sympathy for conservatives when we're talking about economics. I mean, look what's happening to the McCain campaign. And it's really because more than anything else, he has been giving the same line on the economy that conservatives in general have been giving for decades. And now it's being totally disproven by events, and it's left them with not very much to say about the economy. And I think that this is one part of a broader crisis in conservatism, but this really is the most acute part of the crisis, that the arguments that they've made for so long in the economy just aren't holding water anymore.
Yeah, they really don't have anywhere to go. 9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, a progressive talk from Media Matters for America, senior fellow Paul Waldman. Yeah, the comment I was referring to, and you guys have got this too, and I heard him say it, Lou Dobbs, who, you know, I'd like to force him to run down Colorado Boulevard naked so people could just, like, laugh at him. He claimed that HUD said about 5 million illegal alien home mortgage loans have gone bad. But HUD says that's not true. Now, how does he get on there on CNN and make this claim?
Well, you know, we did a whole report on Lou Dobbs documenting a whole bunch of false things that he says all the time, particularly when it comes to illegal immigration. As far as he's concerned, you know, illegal immigrants are responsible for every ill that America is suffering, and so if we're having a housing crisis, it must be because they gave too many mortgages to illegal immigrants. That's going to be Lou Dobbs' logical explanation for anything, is that it must be the illegal immigrants' fault. He's increasingly unmoored from reality. So, you know, again, he'll just find a way to shoehorn the current economic situation into his own agenda, which is all about immigration.
It's unbelievable that these people can do this. I mean, we all, you know, misstate things. We all get facts wrong. That's just being human. But to make out-and-out false claims in the mass media blows my mind. Here's another one. Sean Hannity, claiming that nobody in the Republican Party has resorted to overtones of race and fear in attacking Obama. Now, how do you stand up and make that comment, and you make that comment with a decent face?
Well, you know, Hannity is kind of unique in that there's almost everybody who is, you know, one of those people who has their own radio show, their television show, they at least make some attempt to convince people that they really are independent thinkers. That, yeah, they may have an ideology that may be more favorable to one party or the other, but they try to convince people that there really is some sort of thought going on, and they're not just reading off of the party's talking points. Sean Hannity doesn't even try. I mean, if, you know, he got a fax from the White House tomorrow saying that President Bush is announcing that the moon is made of green cheese, he would be on TV that night calling anyone who raises questions about whether, in fact, the moon is made of green cheese. He'd say they were traitors and they hate America. And, you know, it just doesn't even matter with Hannity. He's really kind of a pure mouthpiece for whatever the interests of the Republican Party are. And so, you know, it's interesting that he's out there saying nobody in the Republican Party has resorted to any kind of attacks based on race and fear. Well, there's nobody about whom that would be more true than Sean Hannity himself. I mean, I can't even count the number of times he's done programs on Reverend Jeremiah Wright and the supposed questions that raises about Obama is some kind of radical.
He's been screaming for, I have to say, 6 to 7 months about Bill Ayers, and now finally, because the McCain campaign was in trouble, they finally adopted that. He's been trying to make that link, and I remember when he first got on and said that. I have evidence. Well, he doesn't talk that way. I have evidence that Barack Obama was linked to terrorists. And I thought, wow, really? Who? Bill Ayers. I went, what, the old Weatherman Underground guy? Like, Barack Obama was like 8 years old. What was he, seven? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you know, this is the kind of structure that undergirds these attacks is basically to try to convince people that Obama is somehow not one of us. You know, he's alien. He's the other. You should be afraid of him. He needs to be feared. And so, you know, nobody is asking whether the fact that, you know, let me give you an example. There's all this discussion of Bill Ayers, a guy who with whom Obama served on a board, who is, you know, engaged in these acts when, as you said, Obama was a child. Well, nobody has asked John McCain that I've seen about his connections with G. Gordon Liddy, who is also a domestic terrorist. Liddy has raised money for McCain. McCain has gone on his radio show and praised him for his great commitment to America. They call each other friends. And G. Gordon Liddy is every bit the domestic terrorist that Bill Ayers was. And not only is he a convicted felon and served time in jail for his role in the Watergate scandal, but he plotted to assassinate Jack Anderson, the columnist. He plotted to firebomb the Brookings Institution. So, you know, every act that Bill Ayers ever even thought about, G. Gordon Liddy was involved in too. But nobody says to John McCain, well, why are you praising this domestic terrorist, G. Gordon Liddy? It's just not a question that gets asked, because nobody's out there trying to convince people that John McCain is somehow alien and threatening, but that's what they're trying to convince people that Barack Obama is.
The amazing thing I find, and maybe it's the economy, but I think it runs much deeper than that. The amazing thing I find is that it's apparently all of this seems to be backfiring, that it seems not to be working. Now, I marvel over this. If it's not working, once again, who listens to these people? Don't you think people would go like, well, wait a minute, this is BS?
Well, it does seem that a lot of people are saying that, and that's one of the reasons why it seemed like maybe it was yesterday, the day before, there was suddenly this change within the McCain campaign about what they're saying. They're still talking about it privately. They're still talking about it to reporters. But when McCain gets on the stump, you know, we have these rallies, especially when Sarah Palin is there. She really seems to bring out the thugs that were getting really, really ugly. You know, they would attack Obama from the podium, and then people would scream out things like terrorist, traitor.
Yeah, kill him.
And there was an incident where people were shouting racial epithets at a cameraman who happened to be black. Just this kind of real atmosphere of simmering hatred that they stir up. And then, you know, now, after all of these rallies where McCain is out there saying, who is the real Barack Obama? And Sarah Palin is out there saying that Barack Obama doesn't see America the way you and I see America, you know, it's almost as though they were surprised that it drummed up that kind of hatred. And now they're kind of trying to dial it back because people were starting to notice the atmosphere at these rallies. And so, you know, on the one hand, they're still out there saying that he's alien and threatening. That's still what their ads are saying. But they're obviously concerned about the negative press they're getting because of what's happening at these rallies. And so it seems like they can't decide whether or not they want people to be afraid of Barack Obama, or if they want to stop talking about whether people should be afraid of Barack Obama. You know, I don't think, given how they're sort of vacillating back and forth between those two things, it's not all that surprising that they're having some trouble in the polls. But, you know, that's what often happens, is that the campaign that's trailing is sort of tends to cast about for new messages and new ways of saying what it wants to say. The problem for the McCain campaign, I think, is that they've sown these seeds, and the message that they've put out, if you look at the actual things that will come out of John McCain's mouth, they may be a little more mild than the really ugly stuff, but it's basically the same message. And so, you know, they can't be too surprised when they hear people shouting those things out, traitor and terrorist and kill him, because, you know, that's essentially what they've encouraged people to think.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. I got one more because we got to get into this because this is outrageous. This happened yesterday, I believe. Rush Limbaugh, falsely claimed there's no evidence Obama wrote anything before Dreams from My Father except a poem. Now, he's got to be kidding, isn't he?
I don't know if he's kidding. I mean, obviously, Obama was the editor of the Harvard Law Review.
Which means he had to write.
Yes. And my favorite conspiracy theory out there, this came from somebody on the National Review, a conservative magazine, on their website, their blog, that my favorite conspiracy is that Dreams from My Father, Barack Obama's memoir, was actually ghostwritten by William Ayers. There are people out there who actually believe this kind of thing.
You gotta be kidding me.
So that kind of brings it all around in a nice handy circle.
So you know what that compares with? That compares with the guy on the National Review Online who was making kind of disguised, kind of not openly, but kind of just kind of making kind of, I don't know how to put this, but essentially what he was saying is that he had some kind of deal going on with Sarah Palin. Like he lusted after her.
Obama or Bill Ayers?
No, this guy. This guy on the National Review Online. You know, the National Review, what is it with those people? They're all crackpots. I don't mean to be so broad-brushed about this, but the Ayers thing, and then the thing about Palin, you know, this is the guy who, I can't think of his name, who writes this thing about, oh, and my screen was bursting with starbursts and all this stuff about her.
Oh, yeah, that was Rich Lowry.
Rich Lowry. What is it with these people?
Well, you know, I have to say, I have a column coming out on the American Prospects website today, that's prospect.org, that basically makes the argument that, people remember what we saw in the 90s with the vast right-wing conspiracy and that kind of unending campaign to destroy Bill Clinton's presidency. If Obama wins, we are going to see the vast right-wing conspiracy Mark II. And people ought to get ready for it, because all of this craziness that's happening during the campaign, if Obama should prevail, that's not just going to shut down on November 5th. It's going to keep on going and be repurposed to the end of destroying his presidency.
Yeah, except, don't you think we're a lot smarter now? And now there's groups like Media Matters around.
Well, you're right. It is a different kind of environment today than it was 15 years ago. Bill Clinton had to deal with a lot of things like investigations in Congress, but also, you know, all kinds of crazy books and conspiracy theories out there. And there weren't a lot of people out there refuting that stuff. At Media Matters, you know, we are going to attack misinformation wherever we find it. So if that stuff comes out and it is crazy and wrong, then we'll document it. So, it's a good question. Is that kind of thing that certainly the impulse is going to be there, the motivation is going to be there. No doubt people will be writing crazy books about Obama and, you know, offering all kinds of conspiracy theories if he's the president. In this new media environment, is it going to get shot down quicker? We'll see.
Because, you know what, I think for the first time we're actually capable of getting in there and doing trench warfare against these folks. And I think the critical mistake that's been made over the years is talk radio and Democrats and liberals never took talk radio seriously. Never did. Woke up one day and it had this huge impact. But you know what we are doing? What we are doing is we're taking the Internet seriously. We're ahead of them in blogs. Everybody's got a blog. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And it's the wave of the future, and we can fight them digitally.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is one area in which the progressive side has really done much better than the conservative side. In much the same way as the talk radio was so powerful for the Republicans as an organizing tool, as an education tool, it really had great political impact for them, especially in the 1990s. In the same way, the advantage that the progressive side has on the Internet has a great impact on campaigns, on policy debates, on all kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, we're digital. I mean, that's where we're coming from. You can even look at my blog, jmarvinblog.com. Even I have one.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so I'm going to take them on, you know, in the trenches, man. Paul, thank you. I appreciate you being on the air as always. It's always great to talk to you, and I urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org. Because you can get a ton of information, and particularly right now, you can use this information to debunk the talking points of your conservative parroted friends, right?
Yep.
Okay. And by the way, when's this column going up, and where can we see this?
Prospect.org. It should be up by now. If it's not already up, then it'll be up this afternoon.
All right. Paul, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right. There's Paul Waldman, 927, 27 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and that's it. I mean, we're going to fight him digitally. You can go look at my blog, jmarvinblog.com. There's a million other ones out there. And you know what? You can go get a blog of your own.
And we'll just dominate the blogosphere, doggone it. Just like we're going to dominate the election. Right, John?
That's right. Blog this.
We're even going to start a blog for John Turk.
No, I don't think so.
It's called hotwomenIwouldloveToKnow.com.
Hey, I tried one, babesthednc.com, but it didn't work out so well.
How about golfing and chick watching with Turk.com?
That worked. Watching.
927.
Southbound 25, still sluggish due to an earlier crash near Colorado 66. That one was a fatal, and just one lane getting past right now. A couple of new accidents in town. Southbound 25 near Dry Creek. Also have one downtown at 18th and Lawrence. Looks like the morning commute has wrapped up. Your forecast, sunshine to start, followed by cloudy conditions this afternoon.
Only one jewelry store has five times the selection of ordinary stores and offers so many diamonds to choose from.
That's Jared!
Like the Leo Artisan. Designed and cut to reveal a diamond's true brilliance, the Leo Artisan is the latest innovation in the art of crafting diamonds from Leo Schachter. The visibly brighter Leo Artisan must be seen, and you can see it at Jared today.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
This year I could be Batman or Spider-Man.
With so many great Halloween costumes at Walmart starting at just $12.88, we're finding it hard to choose.
Belle, Snow, Ariel, there's so many princesses.
We get unbeatable prices on candy and decorations too. All in one place, all within my budget.
I'd be a great Cinderella. Or maybe Snow White.
Halloween at Walmart. At least that's one easy decision.
This is going to be a great Halloween.
Save money, live better. Walmart.
We will match the price of any local competitor's brand for an identical product. See store for detail.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance. Privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-331-7525. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 31 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-331-7525. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-331-7525. That's 1-800-331-7525.
But without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
It's half the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. I love
dang microphone.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know.
You're on.
Am I on? We've been having these board problems this morning. They're doing some work here.
Well, you don't know why, don't you? You don't know why. Do you know why we're having board problems?
Well, I know they're doing some reconfiguration here in the building, is what they're saying.
No, because I spilled yogurt on everything.
Spilled yogurt on the console?
Yeah.
Damn you.
It's like the old days of radio, you know, when the guy who was on before you would spill Coca-Cola or Pepsi on the table, console table, and it would leak into the console so that everything would short out and be staticky.
You want to know how I got my job here? Somebody, the prior producer, Tom Cam, kicked this console, broke it. So they needed a producer, TP, so they hired me. It was all because of a broken console. And here I am almost 9 years later.
Radio, man.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, when you'd go in and you'd turn the monitor up and it would go, hey, it would go, hum. So you take your fist and go, bang. And then it would straighten up for a little while, and then you have to go ahead and do it again.
Yeah, we used to have to do transmitter readings when I first started here.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing transmitter readings.
It was like you had to do them every hour.
Yeah, I remember. And if there's anybody from the FCC listening, hey, I'm proud to say this openly on the air. I faked every frickin' one of them, okay? I never took one and honestly put it down because I didn't care. I was on the air to play top 40 records, meet chicks on the phone, get drunk, smoke dope, and I didn't give a damn about the FCC. How's that grab you, John?
Pretty well.
All right, let's look at traffic.
All right, Jay, still working that serious accident. Southbound 25 up in Longmont. The right lane is blocked, left lane getting through, but going to be sluggish there in the Longmont-Meade-Lyons area. Other problems, crash southbound 25 in the tech center at Dry Creek. And also have one downtown at 18th and Lawrence. The only other place you'll see a little bit of congestion is southbound 25 after Park Avenue as you approach Spear Boulevard. Your forecast, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, and a high of 56 degrees. Right now, 38 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a brand new 08 Ford Escape for just $14,900. A great SUV.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Have you or someone you know been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense? Don't try to fight this alone. The criminal court system is complex, and you need an experienced criminal defense attorney to protect your rights. In some cases, you have as little as 7 days to protect these rights. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will be treated with professionalism, compassion, and respect. You are not just a file. You are a person in need of help, and I have the dedication and experience to fight for you. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans if needed. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. Don't fight the system alone. You need an aggressive fighter on your side. 303-501-1800. Call now.
Bank. Now get a 12-month CD at a 4.35 annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. Show off your CD smarts. Grow your money while protecting it from market fluctuations. Go to gmacbank.com or call 1-866-2-GM-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500 and start reaping the benefits. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member FDIC.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-8819. 1-800-900-8819. 1-800-900-8819.
Gosh darn it, this is outrageous. Jeez.
Hey, tired of paying these high prices? How about winning 500 gallons of gas?
Really? How?
Play Fuel Frenzy at the Lodge and Gilpin Casinos in Blackhawk.
Cool. Tell me about it.
Go to the Lodge and Gilpin Casinos and play.
That's it?
Yes. Simply earn 250 points on any day you're playing now through November 1st, and you'll be entered into weekly drawings for a chance to win 500 gallons of gas. Plus a chance to be one of five weekly $250 cash winners. But wait, there's more. You'll also earn mileage rewards credits based on how far you drove to get here. Play for chances to win gas or cash with Fuel Frenzy only at the Lodge and Gilpin Casinos in Blackhawk. It's a gas.
I'm there. 500 gallons of gas or 250 cash? This is great.
Good morning, 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Mostly sunny, high today at 53. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're going to talk to a Littleton firefighter and spokesman for Protect Colorado's Future, Joel Heineman. After 14 years serving as a Colorado firefighter, Joel is worried about Amendments 47, 49, and 54, restricting the voices of firefighters and limiting their ability to speak out on issues that affect Colorado. Here's the ad that they're running. Listen to it, and then we'll talk to Joel and see what he has to say about it. Check this out.
I've been a firefighter for 14 years. Firefighting is truly a calling. It's not just a job. It's something that you are called to do. Firefighters perform essential services needed by the community, and it's important that we have a voice for the safety of our firefighters as well as the safety of the citizens that we serve. As firefighters, we fight for change, for better working conditions, not just better, but safer working conditions, as well as providing a high level of service to the community in which we serve. These amendments are going to end up making what we do harder. We are looking out for the welfare of not only our safety, but the public's as well. I believe that we can save lives both of the firefighter and the private citizen by speaking out on issues that are related to firefighting. It is a bad idea to silence the voices of firefighters, police officers, teachers, and nurses. 100 voices united affects change. We do have an obligation as firefighters to speak out against these amendments. Vote no on these deceptive amendments.
All right, there you go. Let's talk to Joel. Joel, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay. Good morning.
All right. What made you guys decide to get together and to do this? What is it that exactly that firefighters, police, and teachers should fear about 47, 49, and 54?
Well, Jay, Amendments 47, 49, and 54 would have such a devastating effect on firefighters, as well as the teachers, nurses, and police officers in the state that, you know, I felt I had to come out and speak against these truly deceptive amendments. You know, they're going to silence the voices of firefighters, and I'll kind of talk to what I know. It's important that people understand what it is that firefighters advocate for. And kind of as the commercial said, it's often things that people wouldn't think of, safety items, staffing levels, things that really benefit the communities that we serve more so than our individual interests. And if you silence or fragment the voices of firefighters, all those things that we stand for are going to be more difficult to achieve. And the community is really going to be put at risk because of that.
So, in essence, what you're saying here is that 47, 49, and 54, well, it's not an essence. I mean, what you're saying is that it's going to take people like yourself and others who are, you know, firefighting is a calling. Being a police officer is a calling. Being a teacher is a calling. It's going to basically gag you so that you can't talk about certain things or everything.
Well, really everything. Everything to do with our jobs. And that's, you know, that's very possibly the intent of these amendments. And it's very deceptive. You know, people may not understand just by the naming of these amendments how drastic they are and how far reaching they are. And you know, for firefighters again, the collective efforts of Amendments 47, 49, and 54 would just be devastating. It would silence our voices. It would take control away from our paychecks that we currently have, and it would not allow us to participate in the political process that every other Coloradan has a right to do. And they're a devastating effect. You know, you mentioned people that are speaking out against it, and, of course, it's interesting that last week we came together with the business leaders in the state who came out opposing these amendments. There's only a few special interest people left that are favoring them. And it was exciting. I got to be part of that press conference last week. It was real exciting to see business leaders and labor leaders come together. You just don't see that often enough. And when it happens, it's really something that I hope people would take notice of.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't happen very much. And there are a lot of people in the business community, though, that are very reasonable, and they're not radical, and they're not crazy. And, you know, they want the best for the state. They want the best for their communities. They want the best for you know, the neighborhoods that they live in. You know, that part of it doesn't surprise me. But you're right. It doesn't happen enough. And if you look at a lot of, you're right about too, a lot of these amendments. If you look at a lot of these amendments, a lot of these are out-of-state money, or it's a few, you know, it's a few people like, for instance, 47 work for less. I mean, that's this guy Jake Jabs and his friends.
Right.
I mean, that's not the, you know, that's not community-based organizing.
That's exactly right. And the thing with 47 is how deceptive it is. I mean, nobody can be forced into joining a union. It's against federal law. That's just a flat-out lie. It's not true, and it's a scare tactic that these small special interest groups are hoping will work. And people need to understand that Amendment 47 specifically, as well as 49 and 54, will really impact firefighters, police officers, nurses, and teachers in our voices being heard. It will fragment our voices, and as I've said before, you know, when you have 120 people come together with one voice, it affects change, and it's positive change. And that's something that we need to be able to continue. We need to continue the balance that we currently have, and these amendments have to be defeated.
Well, you get in that old trick bag once again of, whoa, listen, the public is apathetic and they're not involved. Well, then segments of the public try to get involved, and the next thing you do then is you turn around and say, well, wait a minute, you can't be involved. And the basic idea of you not being involved is because they fear your power. They fear power in numbers, so it's better to ride herd over you and control you than it is to allow you to have the exact same First Amendment rights and the exact same rights to organize and to get together that they have. And you know something, too? It's no secret. I mean, come on. We have to be open about this. Well, look, you look at Amendment 47, and you look at these amendments. I mean, 47, 49, and 54. I mean, we you know, you got to be blind not to understand where Jake Jabs is coming from. He just, you know, he fears any, and I mean any, kind of social or union activity at any of those gigantic behemoth stores that he owns.
Yeah, it's a good point. And kind of like you said, Amendment 47, and people need to be educated, and that's why I've taken such a big role in trying to do just that. They need to know what it is that, you know, firefighters are advocating for. And like I said, you know, before, it's safety equipment, it's staffing levels. You know, during the Columbine tragedy, one of the biggest issues that occurred was radio inoperability. We couldn't talk to other agencies on different radios. And that issue got addressed. And they kind of put a patch in place so that we could go to a common channel and try and talk to each other. The problem isn't solved. The spotlight's kind of gone away from the tragedy, and the problem still exists. We still can't rely on that radio system. So as firefighters, we're the only ones left really trying to push this issue and keep some light on it so that our political leaders will come together and help us come up with a solution to solve this very important problem. Now, Amendment 54 specifically would take us out of that political process, and we wouldn't be able to advocate for those very important issues that still affect us directly. And you know, so the combination of Amendments 47, 49, and 54 really are devastating to working Coloradans like police officers and firefighters and the teachers and nurses. And that's what people need to understand.
All right. Well, I think you've done a pretty good job of did I just say you've done? Well, that sounds bad. I think you've done a pretty good job of explaining this, Joel. I thank you for being on the show, and people can find out more information about this by going to protectcoloradosfuture.org. And once again, we urge you to vote no on 47, 49, and 54. Joel, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
All right, you got it. All right, once again, vote no on 47, 49, and 54. And it's important that that you do that. And you can also go to progressactionnow.org, and you can get a guide to voting on this. Do I sound like I'm have it together here? I don't. Well, that's because I don't. I'm shuffling through all these papers, and I can't figure out what's going on here.
What happened to all the stuff I gave you this morning?
I don't know. I just threw it all out.
I know. Am I wasting my time?
No. I'm just, you know, doing a little housekeeping here. The best housekeeping there is just to get rid of this stuff. You know, who needs it? All right, we'll just do the show by the seat of our pants for the next.
We can do that. We're almost done.
Yeah. All right,
we got a big one tomorrow, Jay.
Yeah, we do. We'll have Howard Dean on tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
You want to know what else we're looking at?
What are we looking at?
Tomorrow, Tom Hartman lead off the show at 6:30, basically. Then we have Ed Perlmutter is going to come in studio, talk a little bit about the economic situation, and take some listener calls. I'm going to have Katrina VandeHeuvel from The Nation. And we'll also have, like you said, Howard Dean talking about tomorrow's big debate. And then David Donnelly from Campaign Money Watch, some more bad news for Bob Schaefer, good news for us.
Yep. Bullneck Bob behind the eight ball once again.
You know what, Jay? You know that little penguin video that we had of McCain?
Yeah.
I want you to take a close look at it. And if all you listeners, too, go out and go to Jay's webpage at am760.net, and you may need to go down to scroll down another page or two, but there's the video of the McPenguin, the John McPenguin, and, you know, and he's like, when he's doing the and at the very end where it pauses, there's a face right there behind John McCain, and I am 99.9% sure it is Bob Schaefer. I want you to check it out, Jay. It's got to be Bob Schaefer.
Yeah. It is.
You tell me.
It probably is. And I said, as I said before, you know, vote for Mark Udall for Senate, even though I'm reluctantly going to vote for him, because I have no choice, because anything's better than Bullneck Bob, Big Oil
Boob
Bob.
Schaefer.
Huh?
Boob Schaefer.
Boob Schaefer. And Dick Wadhams. 9:49, 49 minutes after the hour, John Turk in traffic.
Well, Jay, just a couple of accidents around town we're still dealing with. One southbound I-25 near Dry Creek. It's kind of affecting traffic back around Arapahoe, but speed's still in the 30s and 40s. Also got one downtown at 18th and Lawrence. That's northbound Lawrence, of course. And also still remaining that crash, earlier crash, a fatal southbound 25 near Longmont at Colorado 66. Still just one lane getting past, and that's the left lane, so work your way over to the right once you get to that Colorado 66 exit. Your forecast, sunshine to start, cloudy conditions this afternoon, and a possibility of rain. Look for highs in the mid-50s, currently 40 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
WAMU is now part of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, the largest and one of the most stable banks in America with nearly $1 trillion.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer, a Turn to Help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why doesn't the rest of the world think the way I do?
We can't do much about rising energy costs, but we can control efficiency with K&H Home Solutions and their Home Energy Savings Plan. Use 40% less energy guaranteed. Call 303-421-7100. 421-7100.
9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. A Progressive Talk ball is underway, and winter is not far behind. As a matter of fact, we got our first freeze warning last night. And so if you're planning for a winter and you want a more fuel-efficient SUV, or you're looking for a four-wheel or all-wheel or front-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal. As a matter of fact, it doesn't make any difference what you're looking for. Go to Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal. And banks, yeah, they're still loaning money, and they're more aggressive than ever now, a lot of them, because the business field has been cut down, and they're able to go the extra mile. And Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and it's truly, you know, a really relaxed family atmosphere out there. And the big thing is you don't have to go on the lot there, wander around with, you know, nobody coming to help you, except that you have to send out a smoke flare to get anybody to pay any attention. That won't happen. And Rocky's has got plenty to wander around and look at. Hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. And man, Rockies is just stocked with them. They have their matching down incentive. They will show you the book price on any vehicle, and they do want to see your trade-in. Rockies Autos, your place for the vehicle you're looking for. Get the most bang from your car buck at Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies, 63rd and Federal.
How to get a gourmet kitchen on a takeout budget. Step 1, head to the Home Depot. Step 2, save big on cabinets from Thomasville, Craftmade, and American Woodmark. Step 3, use the money you save to whip up something special.
Our new everyday low price is 20% lower on American Woodmark cabinets. Plus, right now, we've got special offers on Thomasville and Craftmade cabinets. To find out more, visit homedepot.com/kitchen savings or the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
What is it, boy? Is somebody in trouble? Me? Oh, my checking account because I shop at pet specialty stores? I should go to Walmart because they have the same premium brands at unbeatable prices? Okay, boy.
Keeping your furry family members happy and healthy, and keeping yourself happy about the price. With Walmart's unbeatable prices on premium pet products like Purina One, Iams, and Pedigree brands, you can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
To all my friends, / rednecks, I dedicate this song to you. I can't help but feel this time it's really real.
53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's a Widespread Panic, and there's a little unique treat at the end of this, but we don't have time to play it today, but we're going to get it on tomorrow so that you can hear it. So if you're a Panic fan, or even if you're not, this is worth hearing.
Yeah, and Jay, I think what the thing is, if you go to a concert, you expect or not expect...
Well, don't let the cat out of the bag.
Don't let the cat out of the bag.
Because we're going to discuss this tomorrow.
All right.
We're doing a whole hour on this tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high today, 53, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and it's good to have you along here. Once again, I want to, and somebody asked me this question, and I didn't get to their call, and I didn't get a chance to answer it, but I want to tell you that if you look at the Washington Post poll that has been released, in key battleground states, Obama is picking up support, and as a matter of fact, Obama leads here in Colorado. Now, somebody called up and wanted to know the plus or minus of error thing here. And Obama's got 52%. John McCain's got 43%. That's here in Colorado. Now, there's a plus or minus error factor of only 3%. So what does that mean? Well, it means that, as you can see, because I'm no mathematician, but it means, as you can see, that Obama is definitely leading in Colorado. But here's the thing. That's good news, but we got to continue to keep going with our efforts. We've got to continue to keep organizing in our neighborhoods. We've got to continue to keep giving money if you can. I mean, I know things are tight, but if you can, you know, pawn over $25. Because think about this. If all of us got together and gave $25, just $25. If all of us got together and gave $25, look how much of an injection of needed campaign cash that would be. Because we need to put Colorado over the top for Obama, and we can't stop our efforts. And this goes for everybody, democratically. Your state legislators, the Senate race, all of it. I mean, even though I have my, you know, issues with Mark Udall, I'm going to vote for him anyway because I know it's the right thing to do, because we don't want Bob Schaefer in the Senate, somebody as ethically challenged as he is. All right. Now, are we sure this doesn't have any swear words in it, does it? Are you pretty sure it does or it doesn't? All right, we'll be standing by if it does. This just kind of symbolizes my entire mood today. Let's go home with this one.
You
will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading the charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog moths confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay.
I'm David Alan Greer, host of Chocolate News. Bringing Chocolate News to Comedy Central seemed like a natural fit. Of all the major networks, they seem the least afraid of black people. Sure, they still sweep me with a metal detector every morning, but it's out of respect.
Chocolate News, brand new sketch comedy starring David Alan Greer. New series starts tomorrow at 10:30, 9:30 Central, after an all-new South Park, only on Comedy Central.
I'm David Alan Greer, and I approve of giving a black man some prime time.
Some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Jill's Google page with Yahoo and carried her bed into the forest while she was asleep. Wake up, Jill!
Ah! What do you want from me?
Oh, just want to show how helpful Yahoo Search is.
Why didn't you just ask?
Come on, search for camping.
Hey, a little drop-down menu gives me related suggestions as I type.
Search quick getaway.
Right.
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Are all he has left.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for...